Usually the berries don't start growing in the first couple of years. So if nothing grows about it, but if things, if berries grow, the wood that grows is mutabano, only the berries that grow. But the shamer of the tree, you know what I'm going to say, the tree is also how does it say? So means only the tree. The eighth is mutter, the eighth is mutabano. Just the tree is also bachiva and otabano. So this din of arva, even on the chumash it says kisavoy al ha'aris, when the titan colors nafasas on the chumash it would appear that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, in Kiddushin, the end of the first fact, Kiddushin makes the country. The Rechavit Aguf and Rechavit Kaz. Rechavit Aguf is a Mr. Shenet Leibar, it's like Jesus and Silvan and Sphere, so I know Shabbos and Kashi, Tariq and Shroche, the rest of the Haggis and Yoare, it's a day with us. And if you have a Mitzvah, Hasli Bar, it's a Chavit HaKar, the agricultural Mitzvah, Eino no Haggis El Bar, it's only applies in Eretz Yisrael, with several exceptions. And one of the exceptions to the rule is Orlo. There's a Mitzvah of Orlo, the Easter of Orlo. If the parents that grow the first 3 years, in the event that parents grow, usually nothing will grow. In the case that parents grow, it's not even the first 3 years that parents grow. Some people make a mistake, they think if the parents start to grow the third year, for the first 3 years that there are parents, it's supposed to be about them. That's not true. If nothing grows the first 3 years, then the parents are looking right away. But then the board only applies the parents that are growing the first 3 years are also about the Lebanon.
Except stage B is five to three, that they require 3 years each planting.
So that's the Mishnah says when you replant a tree, if you pick up the roots and plant it another place, so then you have to start counting all over again. Unless, the Mishnah says, unless that's Taka Shara. Unless a lot of times in the mountains in the summertime, I'll see the way they have trucks going and have big trees. There's a big stack of earth around the roots of the tree that shouldn't die. So then the Mishnah says in Shnayis Arba, that they have so much earth in that big stack on the bottom of the roof that it can hold it, it can preserve it for a while, so then it's considered as if it's still a continuation of the original plantation, and when you put it in the ground, you don't have to start tapping all over again. The only thing is that there's a machlokes, on the first, a machlokes every shanim on that mishnah, what does that mean? It has enough earth that it can live for 3 years? There's enough earth on the bottom that it can live for 3 full years? How much earth does it have? Does it have enough earth to keep it alive 3-4 days? Or enough earth to keep it alive for 3 years? If you keep on going, it won't die for 3 years. So that's the machlokes. So the Mishnah has, how do we start from Allah HaMaitre? So the Lady Behuda starts. As a tshuva on that. This is the tshuva on the other day, quote, the Shiva Tzia, the Nebbi Huda's son. In some editions they call the Nebbi Huda Chela Gila. There are two halachim to the Nebbi Huda. There's Madura Kama, that's Chela Kama, Madura Tinyam, that's Chela Shein. And in some editions they call it the Nebbi Huda Chela Shlishi. It's not really the Nebbi Huda Chela Shlishi, it's really called the Shiva Tzia. The tshuva says the Nebbi Huda's son. He took over, there are tshuvas by the Nebbi Huda's son in the Nebbi Huda. So that's why some of the kids call it Nebbi Huda Chela Gila. He has a tshuva about this, it's quoted by the Pesach Yeshiva on Yerideya, where he says that the stock is split depending whether it's an issue of oil on Eretz Israel or oil on Kutzlar. So the simple meaning of the pasuk sounds like it's saying that the din of oil only applies on Eretz Israel. It's a void of Haaretz. And this he said, if it's a void of Haaretz, when it's time we call it Makba, Rasma, Lot of Tiriya, etc. But the Mishnah says in Kiddushin that oil was the Haggis Bechutzlar at Mehalochet. Even though the Chumash doesn't sound like it, it's halachic. So the Gemara has a machloekis samaroyim. What does that word mean? Halachic. Oh, so that's already. So the end of the whole hezba. That we'll get to it. Yes. So one opinion in the Gemara is that halachic means the hilchos medina. We're going to call it the rabbanim. In our Torah, the din of oil only applies in Eretz Yisrael. The rabbanim the one machnek zera chutzlar tato Eretz Yisrael. That's where Rashi writes on our Gemara. Rashi writes, "Kol ha'nekel blanos halacha gemarta b'chutzlar became neinim and atayra halacha achar ha'nekel." Rashi says because the whole din of oil b'chutzlar is only the rabbanon. That's one opinion there in kiddushim, the end of the first text. So Rashi sounds as if he learned that we accept that opinion halacha l'maisa. The oil of Eretz Yisrael is zechpatik in chumish kisabay well ha'aret. And oil of b'chutzlar is only the hilchos medina, it's only the rabbanon. And the Rambam passes not so. So that's Rashi and Adab sounds like he holds halacha l'maisa. We'll soon explain what prompted Rashi to say that. Rashi and Adab sounds like he holds halacha l'maisa based on our Gemara that the holding of oil of b'chutzlar is only the rabbanon, that he accepts that opinion in the Gemara tradition. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, right now, so they quote the other opinion in the Gemara. That when the Mishnah says, Orla Mehegev Mechutzlot Mehaloche, what that means is, Mehaloche Lemoshe Messina. No, Lemoshe Messina is a real din there, I would say. Halacha before,
it's Orla,
Suffolk is Mutter. Because Surya, there's a machlekes in Ethan in the first parish. When David HaMelech conquered Surya, Aram Tov, Rashi says, Aram Tov is Shekhavish David, Rashif al Zvul Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech decided on his own, without authorization from the Rabbanim to the Beis Navarro, he decided on his own to go wage war and to conquer Aram Tov. That's that section of Surya, that section of the Middle East. So the Gemara has a machlekes HaTanai, whether that's called Kibush Yochid. Well, he goes on his own without permission from the Beis Navarro. So the take, and the thing that Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael is Kibush Mechilu. When you do Kibush Haaretz, and then you do the Chalukah Mishrof without this Mekadosh. So this is a Machlokes HaTanaim, where the Kibush Yochid Shnei Kibush, and Kibush Yochid Lach Shnei Kibush. Is that a valid Kibush that it can serve to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael in Atayra? So in the days of David HaMelech, Surya had a Kiddush in Atayra, or should I say no? A Kibush Yochid Lach Shnei Kibush, So Surya only has a din of Eretz Yisrael mid the Rabbanim. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So Rashi comments on this Gemara. Rashi Amir doesn't comment anything. But Rashi on Kiddushin, on Lamed Ches on the base on Kiddushin, Rashi comments on this Mishnah. Why is there a difference between Tzavikol of Eretz and Tzavikol of the Surya? Because Surya is din of Kechutzlar. Even though we give Surya all the din like Eretz Yisrael, but that's only the Rabbanon. It's only make believe. It's only a chumah with the Rabbanon. And our Torah in Surya is really Kechutzlar. So the Gabi Dine Orlo, there's no need to be machma. We leave it on the Iker Adin. But the Gabi, let's say Shumah Samaitis, which don't apply the Kechutzlar. The Gabi, Shmita, the Erebo, which don't apply the Kechutzlar. And the Rabban, they gave Surya the din, like Eretz Yisrael, and the Gabi Yorla, there is a din of Arla and Kutzlars. So why is there any need? So there's no need to introduce a din to treat Surya like Eretz Yisrael, to give it to Chumash of all of Eretz Yisrael, like Eretz Yisrael, and Kutzlars. There's no need to introduce any Chumash. So they left another din there, right? So the Shafa called the Eretz Yisrael, and Shafa called the Kutzlars, who the Surya is Mutter. Fine. So the Gemara there in Kiddushin, we mentioned, the Gemara in Kiddushin, on that daf, on the test, is bothered with Akasha. Ish lame if you hold. So if you hold in a bar, the B'chus Flores is only Midir Rabbanon. So we can understand why Tzafik or the B'chus Flores is Mutter, because it's Gek of Rabbanon Kula. But if you hold that or the B'chus Flores, it's Hamlach on the Moshe Sinai. So Hamlach on the Moshe Sinai is a Dibman HaTaira. So how can it be that Tzafik or the B'chus Flores is Mutter, that the Gemara is Kasha in Kiddushin? So that's the Gemara answer, sir. So that's the Gemara answer. Kach never halacha. The Gado, Asur, the Sfeik of Mutter. The only Gado Yavah is prohibited. And Self-Ekarla, Chutzlars is Mutter. We mentioned one that's a Shaila, there's an Achlekes in the Torah of what that means. Kach never halacha, Gado, Asur, Sfeik of Mutter means to say that Self-Ekarla is Mutter. It means to say that every Self-Ekarla halacha is Mashiach Messina is Mutter. Whenever you have a din, that's based on halacha of Moshe Sinai, even though it's also a din in Atera, the din of Sheka, the right to the Chumah doesn't apply, because Tzafik halacha of Moshe Sinai is always the Chumah. That's how somehow the Ramban understood that that's what the Rambam said. And the same Amitzvah is the Ramban and Hasogit on the first Shorish. The Rambam gives you 14 Shoroshim, gives you 14 Kolim, 14 rules to determine what qualifies to be counted as a Mitzvah in the Tayyad Mitzvah and what not. So the first thought the Rambam did this, that you don't count the Mitzvah Midir Abbas, because the Lashon HaGemara, the end of Makkos is, Tariyat Mitzvah Zemel Ola Moshe Mitzvina. So it sounds like a thing, we didn't do right. So Mitzvah Midir Abbanon should not be included in the Minyan of Tariyat. So the Rambam has a long discussion about this. Why not? Maybe yeah, maybe no. So in the middle of this long, Arich HaZvarim, he touches on a lot of issues. So one of them is this, the Yabedin, Tzveker the Rabbanon of Kuba, and he says, the Yabedin, Tzafik Orla B'chut Flores HaKuvah. So the Rambam claims that the Rambam understood and decided that the Sheikh HaMitzvah tonight to Kevin say, what did he check to the Rambam? The Rambam didn't say anything. What did the Rambam didn't say anything over here? How did the Rambam tractate the whole duple against the Rambam that the Rambam holds that Tzafik Halach HaMashim HaSinai is always L'Kuvah? But that's what the Rambam understood. The Rambam understood in the Rambam that he learned Shat and Ezimura that Kach Nehmer Halacha is not only going to get to Orla Tzafik Orla B'chus Flores is Lekula Kach Nehmer Halacha that every and any Halacha L'Moshe Sinai you wouldn't say Seika Deraisa Lekula, you'll treat it like Adin Derabon and then say Seika Derabon Lekula. That's how the Ramban understood the Rambam. There is a Rambam that sounds like he says like that, it is, but it's in Hilchos Mikvot. It's nowhere the Ramban doesn't quote it. The Rambam writes in the Yarech HaZok in Hilchos Mikvot, he quotes a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, somebody was saying when the mikveh, and as itself it was in the mikveh, had 40 saw, the mikveh didn't have 40 saw. So the thing is, the misafik is no good, you have to go to the chumah. But if you say when the mikveh is misafik, it was man shuvim or not, the bolt of the man shuvim is only the Rambam, so then you go to the chumah. Misafik shuvim is the chumah. Misafik avayim saw is the chumah. So the Rambam adds on, and he says, what's the whole halacha of avoyim saw, the chumah, that's only halacha Moshe Sinai. That's not a din mefurish. So the Rambam writes that even though it's only halacha Moshe Sinai, but the din of mikveh, the din there, right, you know, this detail is only halacha Moshe Sinai, you have to go to the chumah, because the din of tefillah, the ikar din of tefillah is there, right. So the Rambam sounds like he really hopes what the Ramban accused him of saying.
That's telling you how to observe a din deraita, the tefillah and mikveh is a din deraita, and you have to go to chumah. But it's a separate halacha Moshe Sinai. So it's not explaining a din deraita. It's a separate halacha Moshe Sinai. Then the din is that stuff. It's halacha Moshe Sinai is a chumah. So all the chumash are like the Batera in Kisavoy al-Haris. Don't in a world of the right to the Batera, it's only an Eretz Yisrael. Or the Chutzlars is a brand new din with the Rabbana. It's not that the halacha... It's a separate halacha machine. And the Rambam says, no, if you eat all of the book, I eat an apple, I'm like, you're running the first 3 years of the tree. But the Rambam actually took it to the end of the night. If you eat all of the ice, it doesn't matter where you eat it, it matters where it grew.
Yeah.
If the apple grew in Arizona the first 3 years, even if you eat it in New York, it'll also be malchus. But if the apple grew in Pittsburgh for the first 3 years, even if you eat it in Arizona, you won't get malchus. That's the Rambam sheet of one. So once you get malchus, you have to violate enough air that you open in the chumash. And the Orla, the chutzlah is not written anywhere in the chumash. Orla chutzlah is purely halacha meshim sina. And the Rambam quotes the Goyim who disagree, the Goyim who say that there is malchus if you eat Orla chutzlah, then hold that it's a mistake. The Rambam says the Goyim made a mistake. So let's talk to the deer and the sheet of Pagoyim. How do you get malchus on an air which is purely halacha meshim sina? So that's what Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer on the Rambam, and others explain the Rav Hashav, and others explain the same deal, that the Goyim are of the opinion that here the nature of the halacha notion of Sinai is that it reinterprets the Tosfos. Now it says in the Chumash, Kisavoy al Haaretz, and the title of Kol Yismachol, that phrase, Kisavoy al Haaretz, is not telling you the Mokom, Nihu Ka Mitzvah, that this Mitzvah is the Haidin Parashot, it tells you there's not a call of Nihu Ka Mitzvah. When history will develop till the point that today is over, that's man, then there's a din of Arba all over the world. That's when the history starts. But it applies equally to Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlah. So once the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is reinterpreting the passage, then it comes out that Arba Chutzlah lives in the back of the passage, takes the finish in the passage. When in that moment in history is reached, that's the Shabbat Yal Ha'aret, then the din of Arba begins to apply all over the world, even Chutzlah. So that's the machlek is the Rambam and the Dragon. Should be exactly the same. So that's what the Gemara asked. The Gemara says, no, Kachman Ra'alocha. Everybody learns like the Rambam. Tzveika Musa means that's a separate thing, special Halacha and Moshe Mitzina. This is part of the package Halacha and Moshe Mitzina. Even though Jews shouldn't be for.
It seems that Kisavoya Lourdes are especially unique Kisavoya Lourdes. It's not that you interpret it that the mitzvah is out all over the world.
Why not?
Kisavoya Lourdes is not them to waste
one cycle of the denial.
Yes.
When the Jews learn their Israel, then somebody will get
mitzvah.
No, that's the Debbie says like that. Debbie says that's the JNF message. The mitzvah to plant trees in Eretz Yisrael. The Titan College Bible, period. No, a Tashim Shatim and a Pasuk doesn't mean what a Titan you should plant. When you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and the tree, then the next phrase is a steeple. That's a steeple, but in the title is not a steeple. The Medrash gives Alderach HaRemez, Alderach HaRash, and then he says, I'm Mr. the Twin. So the Baruch Shalom is actually planting this with Aita, and the same for Rachel. The Baruch Shalom planted Mahu Apato. So it's like the Baruch Shalom plants trees in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to plant trees in Eretz Yisrael.
Three years starts with the authority.
No, three years starts whenever you have a tree.
It has to be
at the heart. First, you have to first have it. What if a tree was planted before the authority? So the mission in Orla talks about that. That's the first mission in Orla.
No?
I think it's Mutter.
No?
That the dream of Orla don't apply. I think it says whatever trees were planted before they entered Eretz Yisrael. I think there's no dream of Orla. Whatever tree had already been planted, even though it's clear that it's within the first 2 years, the din doesn't apply. But whatever they planted after they entered Eretz Yisrael,
Okay.
Something similar.
Okay.
Oh, so if you go to the store in America, you buy Shavuot, even though they want the possibility that it may be our law, that's the Mishnah that says, self is going to the Shavuot, which is Muslim. But in Eretz Yisrael, you can't just go to the store and buy Shavuot. That's why you need a Hashgacha, because someone has to tell you. You haven't done it before. It has to be a from yeast. I'm a dry storekeeper. He's going to tell me, I know for a fact, that it's not Orla. You can't trust him. So you have to have a good Hashgacha that can tell you that it's not Kimech Hashash Orla. Otherwise, stop that self is Orla. That the three are in Mikloas that Moshe Rabbeinu has designated, and Kutlos didn't begin to function properly. They weren't covered until they crossed over the yard, and maybe the other three are in Mikloas. Similar then. No, Chalas always lies in Eretz Yisrael. Chalas Kutlos is only the Arbonne. That's the Russian apostate. That was part, even though it's Kakashira, Kakhen Raloka, that's not the Garla Bukut, but it's in Mutter. Even though it's not the Garla Bukut, it's still in Mutter. There's a Machlegis, but the Arla Bukut work is Midir Rabbanon, or Halakha Lamashim Sina. Machlegis Amaroy. And then it's Machlegis Rashi and the Rambam, how to pass it. Rashi on our job seems to pass it like the opinion that it's only Midir Rabbanon. The Rambam is explicitly passing that it's Minasera, within the Rambam's stuff, that it's halacha l'moshe mitzina, then there's a further machlokes, the Rambam, and the Goyim, whether you would be like it. Would you get malchus if you eat the apple of Orla b'chutzlo? The Rambam holds no, because it's a separate halacha l'moshe mitzina. That's not like l'satzim shavadisha. You only get malchus if one violates an adeo that's dumi de la'ab b'chassina. Has to be similar to the lab of l'satzim shavadisha. So step number one, rule number one, similar to the Tassim Shavadisha, has to be written in the Chumash. If it's not written in the Chumash, it's not doing the Lav Nechassim. Then step number two is it has to be written in a similar Lashon. It has to say either Hisham Ben Bial or Loi. But if it's not written at all, or if it's written in a Lav Avon, then it's not doing the Lav Nechassim. So that's what the Rambam holds, that all the good clothes don't have a permission of Sinai, so there's no Malchus. And the Goyim quoted by the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Goyim and says, you should be a Torah. He disagrees with them. So the Rambam quotes from the Goyim that if one eats Arla b'chutz la'aretz, you are like, ay, how you talking, but it's not doing the lav d'chassina. That is written in the Chumash at all. The only halacha mashe mitzina. So that's what Rabbi Chaim and others explain that the Goyim hold that the nature of this halacha mashe mitzina is that if we interpret the pshat of the pasuk to mean, it's a very large means that's his man. When the mitzvah begins to be made, that once the mitzvah begins to be made, it's going all over the world, equally. It's going to chutzlah just the same as it's going to be made. With the one exception of Tzofik, Kach Nehem HaLocha, the Tzofik is Mutzah.
Well, yeah, I ask you, it's great that the import from the first, that it might be
The Rambam, you mean the Rambam holds that Tzofik, the Raisa of the Chumra itself is only Midir Rabbanan. So why does the Gemara have to say Kach Nehemar Halacha? What do you need a Halacha for? Yeah. That's a very good kasha. According to the Rambam sheet, that topic, there's a big machlok, is the Rambam against Rashi and Tosfos. Machlok Lushan, that's the first paragraph in the Shech Shmaita. That's how Shech Shmaita. Shech Shmaita has seven essays. Seven major essays, and each essay has 25 chapters within. So the first essay is that Tzeka Derai Tzeka Lechumra. The quote, the machlok is Rashi and Tosfos, that Tzeka Derai Tzeka Lechumra is that in the Derai. And the Rambam writes the Derai, the Rambam and the Derai, all the Derai, Tzeka Derai Tzeka Lechumra is on the Derai. So yes, and I didn't catch it. Say that the right of the Chumra is only the Rabbanon, like the Rambam and the writers. So what do you mean, Kachlema Halacha, there's Halacha, the Moshe Mitzinai, that's Tzafik Orlo is Mutter. It doesn't make any sense. On the level of the right, it's Tzafik Orlo Beretz Yisrael, also Mutter. Tzafik Orlo Beretz Yisrael is Mutter, but not Terenai Tzom Otto. So what do you mean, Halacha, that the Chumra is Mutter? The answer is, there are different kinds of Tzafik. There's Mutter. Mutter is Mutter. Tzafik Orlo Beretz Yisrael is Mutter. That's a Grommer. That's exactly the difference. There are certain tzeikas that don't qualify to be considered tzeika deraisa. Or let's say tzeika derabbanan l'kula. Not every tzeika is called tzeika derabbanan. I walk into a store and I close my eyes and I buy a candy and I pay money and I say a bracha and I leave the candy and I won't look to see whether it's kosher or tzeika. And the worst it can be is that it's tzeika derabbanan. The worst it can be is tzeika derabbanan. It's not chaz at the end, you can have some chaz of shmalt in it. But it's not going to be more than 50% chaz of shmalt, it's only more than 50% candy. So the worst it can be is only tam shik in the rabbanon. But you can't just walk in and close your eyes and buy it and eat it and make believe that you don't know. That's not a legitimate tzafek. A tzafek chef shall approve it. A tzafek chef shall desire to count. It's not considered a tzafek. Here, by tzafek all the chutz lorit, it says the famish. Even I can ask to find out when was the bush planted, when was the tree planted. Not mechuyif. You don't have to even bother to ask. That's why it's even more than tzafek. It's more than tzafek to rabbanon l'kula. It's a big akula, Iran, on Kiddushin, the end of the first parish. Iran on the Rid points that out. The long speaker of Iran, he asks your kasha. He asks exactly your kasha. Don't you see from this Gemara that Tzeka Deraisa Lechum is Midi Araisa, because this Tzeka Deraisa Lechum is all Midi Rabbanan. Don't you catch them out of the Tzavka Lechushla is Mutta, so I think everything is Mutta Menat Tzavka. You're dealing with the whole deal of Tzavka Deraisa Lechum is Tzavka Deraisa Lechum is Tzavka Deraisa Lechum is Tzavka Deraisa Lechum is So how can you have a lot of motion to see that this is mortal, sometimes because that's mortal, everything is mortal. So he says, no, this is an excess of the usual, of the normal din of Tzafek Lekuma. This is even a Tzafek, Shef Shalavar, the Kaal, it's easily ascertainable, but that's kind of fulfill, it doesn't qualify as a Tzafek that you have a right to be made.
Right.
That's a special din. And that's what that Ron in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin has gone over here, and again in the name also. That's what it's actually leading up to. The Gemara says, "An Adam, Kala Mekel Baharet, Halacha Shemaisa Bechutzlo." The Gemara says, "We're going to learn Gemara innovating in a few minutes." So the Gemara says, "When you have a Machlokes Hatanoim or a Machlokes Amoraim or a Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Apostim, what the deal is?" So let's say the Machlokes is going to get to Hilchos Orlo. So regarding Orlo, the Eretz Yisrael, we'll talk to like the Rav, Chitus, whatever the Rav is. If the Rav is the Hachal, it's the Hachal. If the Rav is the Hachal, it's the Hachal. Hachal, it's the Hachal. Whatever the majority opinion of the Chachamim is, we'll follow. What if it happens that the majority opinion is Lechumre, and there's only a minority view, which is Shita Tamiyut, Lechumre. So we follow Rav. That in Chutz Lored, you don't have to follow the majority opinion of Chumra, since there exists a legitimate minority opinion, the Kula. What do you mean legitimate? I thought you could talk to him against him. That's what the Mishnah and Tanakh says. No, it's not that we hold the Mihut is dead wrong. Absolutely, they made a mistake. No, that's wrong. Oh, you could talk to him like the majority. But since there is a minority opinion of Kula, that's called the Sufic culture. And even a Tzafek Kolzer who is sufficient. You don't need that it should be a real Tzafek. If it should be a real Tzafek, then you're going to be stuck with your kasha. How can it be a real Tzafek? If there are Rishonim who have a snake of their rights, who will kill them with their rights? Every snake of their rights will kill them with their rights. So what do you need? A halacha machine to say to tell you that Tzafek Kolzer because Tzafek is Lukuma? If every Tzafek their rights will kill them with their rights. That's what the Ron added on. The Ron explained in the Kiddushin. It means even a Tzafek Kolzer, even a slight shemit Tzafek Kolzer, So that's what the Ram explains, that's the basis of the deal over here. The Kalamekal Ba'aras, Allah and Samosa Bechutzlan, even though it's normally Yosef Kaskam like the Rabbim, of the Midei Sofik Lo Yotzo. It is considered a Sofik Koldu, because that's all you need. A Sofik Koldu is all you need to say the Sofik Koldu Bechutzlan in Yotzo. That's what the Mishkan is saying, because adds on to this run, he quotes this whole run, in the Sefer on the Androchas, and then he says, maybe that's what prompted Rashi on Adab, the Paschim, to learn Shad, that Torah B'chutzal Tamar D'Rabbana. How did Rashi know Tamar D'Rabbana? The Gemara has a Hachleik of Tamar Roim, how do you read the Mishnah? It says, Torah B'chutzal is in Tam Halacha. The Gemara had a Hachleik of Tamar Roim, doesn't mean Hilchus Gedilim, which means Tamar D'Rabbana, or doesn't mean Torah B'chutzal is Halacha Meshim Sina. How did Rashi know that it's from D'Rabbana? So he says, perhaps because of this, because this doesn't really make any sense, to say that when you have a machlekes in din, you should consider this a sofek koldo, because it's a shita to hold sakir.
What do you mean that?
A machlekes in din, that's what you call the sofek koldo. Figure out what this is. You know, sakir? What right do you have to consider the shita samir? If you have a sofek in this deal, what's the difference? Sofek in this deal. But to say that a sofek in din, the Allah is going to tell me what, how to do that in a sofek in din. There's a tasis in a few places that says something about that. It's a shot to have a fasting that tells you how to fear the how you should act when you have a suffering. Sometimes the Gemara says yes, sometimes the Gemara says no. The fasting is not going to tell us how to act when you have a suffering. The text says, how do you extend the different Gemara? The text says it depends. The Rabbanish one knows that we're only human beings. And we can't know we're not omnipotent. We're not omniscient. We don't know everything in the world. So since there are Matthias and there are cases where we won't know all the facts, so the Allah has to say, how should you talk to him if you don't know all the facts? But if the Torah should tell us, how should you talk to him if you don't know the din? So break your head to seven, learn the din. What do you mean? The Torah is going to say, the din is A, B, C, D, D, a whole system. And then the last this is, and if you don't know what the din is, then you don't know. What do you mean? The Torah is not going to tell you, figure out what the din is. The Rosh Hashanah gave us all the din. So our Gemara is the only place, that's what the Mishnah stands for. So our Gemara, the Gemara is the Mishnah, or the Mark Kedushin, talks about Sofik Olam Chutzal and Sofik in Din. Doesn't say anything about a Sofik in Din. Our Gemara says that not only do you say Sofik Olam Chutzal and Luther in a Sofik in the Sea, I forgot that I planted the tree, I don't know what kind of apples they're selling me for this tree, for that tree, I don't know whether the facts are what it's all. The Gemara says over here, called Amekel Boris, etc., that you call it a Sofik Olam Chutzal even if it's a Sofik in Machlokes, that you can't be regarded with the Din. So that's what the Mishnah can't get there. How can you have a halacha that tells you how to feel drach when you're the shrek of the demon? Sit down and break your head. Sit for a few days, for a few weeks, for a few months, and figure out what the din is. How can you have a halacha that tells you how to feel drach by the shrek of the demon? If the Gemara says, it's the problem, let me break it. The Gemara says, in the beginning of my gift, you can't have a prophet that tells you how to feel drach by the shrek of the demon. There is no such thing. So that's what he says. Perhaps that's what prompted Rashi to learn that our Gemara is going with the sheep that all of the chutzpah are coming to the Rabbanon to begin with. So it's a difference to coming to the Rabbanon. So if you have a shaykh and a dina, the shaykh will say that that too is called the sofek olam b'chutzal. But if you would have held, that's what the Mishnah Yankov says about the Rashi, if you would have held that all of the chutzpah is halacha noshin is Sinai, that you wouldn't have had the right to say sofek olam b'chutzal to kula and a shaykh and a dina. It would only apply to a sofek in the sea. So he says that that's perhaps what prompted Rashi to say on our job that our little chutzpah is only the Rabbanon, because our job is the only place in Shad where has this cloud that Sofik our little chutzpah is his mother, even Sfeik in Adina, not only a Sofik in Messiah. But the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam Ferish holds not so. The Rambam holds that all the chutzpah is not from the Shad, right? And he still quotes the Gemara from a make of art. This doesn't look not like the Rashi. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, when Gemara says in Kiddushin, I'm permitted to give, if it's all of the Chutzlars, I'm permitted to give it to someone who doesn't know that either the Isaac lives in the second Mishra, I'm giving him trade for him. The Gemara says no, since he doesn't know the fact, he doesn't know that it's all of the whatever he doesn't know won't hurt him, so that's his brother Shatman, because that's Kaplan Allah, the Shabbat Kaplan doesn't look at. So it's like Akasha, I better flip the universe, and the answer is no, the Gemara says it's not. Yidiyah ta'fak, yidiyah ta'orla, is one of the conditions of the Yisra. The Yisra of Orla, like Safek Namzer, is Mutra. So we're kind of putting the two together. So if it's Mamzer, it's Mutter, and it's Atayra. Some of us are born. Why? Because the idea of Mamzer is one of the conditions of the Neil Tal Yisrael. The Yisrael Mamzer is only knowing when you have the idea of Atayra, that the person is a Mamzer. The Eros and all of the good glory, the idea of Ta'orla, the idea of the fact, is one of the conditions of the Yisrael. If you don't know, you still to Abela, it's also supposed to be in your day. Someone's going to a wedding, and I just came from the hospital, I know that his father died. So he says that he doesn't know that his father died. So I can take him into the dancing, and there's no this need, because the famous thing is in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Well, the Lachan is not good, because the idea of Abela is the Shmur. More talks about Shmur Kariba, Shmur Kariba, the Shmur means the Shmir. The idea of Abela is the hearing of the information, the fact that the Korah died, that's the Machayb of the Abela. That's one of the conditions of the Nihuk of the Dinah of Abela. Because now you don't have the idea that anybody died, so the Hochi of Abela doesn't begin to there's no listening.
Yeah, but the one who gives it to him knows, and he has a knowledge by giving off.
But that's the kind, that's what he is. That's the Kasha didn't see talks about that time. That's a starkly Kasha. That they don't really have a satisfactory character. If one should assume I'll be Kasha, that all the chutzah is not only Otabachi, but Otabachi. Let's just going to say Mutabano. Let's going to say Mutabano. But the Pashup Shat is not so. Pashup Shat is not so. Pashup Shat is that just like all the verses of Otabachi, Ubahano, all the chutzah is Otabachi, Ubahano. It should be Otabo. Because the Gemara says that's what we're just about to learn. The Gemara says, what do you do when you have all the chutzah? The Gemara says, you throw it out. Why do you throw it out? Eat it in the talk. Why should you throw it out? It's Mutabano. It's the other guy. Another neighbor, Shel Tayyi. Shel Tayyi, give Tayyi. Invite a Prumi, you know, and give Tayyi. So why does the Gemara say you throw it out? So the simple shot in the Gemara is that it's also about Achil about no. But that's an item in Kashi. So how can I feed it to another person, not Prumi Yi? But he should eat it. Aye, but I'm getting Hano. It's going to be Master Tayyi to me. It's going to return a Tayyi to me. The Gemara says if you have something that's also about no, you're not permitted to give it to a goy. So giving it to a goy, I'm not going to have a hero. He's going to give you back something in return. So how can you give it to a goy? That's an item in Kashi. But it seems, on this week's Sedra, I'm a Shilpis, then it seems, is Eimel on that cash, but I'm not just, I'm not just, it's his commentary on the Shilpis.
Ready?
Yeah, the Gemara has a din that Mamzer, the Gemara, the end of Kiddushin says that if a person is a Mamzer and hardly anybody knows, he doesn't know he's a Mamzer, and the Kala doesn't know he's a Mamzer, and the people in the community don't know, just one or two or three people. So the Gemara says, that's a Mishpereh Megmer. You just leave it the way it is, and the din is that a Mamzer, Shemi Yadu, is Musa. The Gemara just says that Midr Rabbanah, they were going to, they were Machmer and a Sefik Mamzer, Shtuki, that's Shtuki, the Sefik Mamzer. That's Chumah Midr Rabbanah is only when the person, when the Balzerba, the Lashon Kala, they realize that there's a Sefik. So then I tell you, that's not called Yidia. That's not Yidia Batoi. When the person knows the Radha, there is a Mamzer, that's called Yidia. And Midr Rabbanah, they were Machmer to say that Yidia Sefik is also Shema Yidia. If you have a Sefik Yidia, that's also called Yidia Tamandir. What if the boy and the girl have no idea at all and it's not public knowledge in the community? Just a handful of people know. So the Gemara says the favorite. That is Musa. That you don't steal the deed. You can just leave it the way it is.
I'm not letting out to get the word.
That's the clear. This kid. Okay.
So Rav Ochanan makes it too, so he says that just like if I have all the chutzlos, I can feed it to you. That's the Gemara. It's not kasha. Why don't you say it's getting on off? So just like the Gemara says, I can feed it to you. So he says, I can even start a kiddushin shot. I can raise the shit and I can even start a kiddushin between the person and the kala, even though I know the fact that this one is a mamzer, this one is not. But they all know, and the community doesn't know, they said that there's no issue. The only thing is risky because they may find out at some time in the future, they may discover the fact that that he's a mamzer. No, the Yisra won't be the mamzer. No, Mikhail and Abba don't have to get the voice. Lim Abrei or Mukha. And the Kala Abba has to get the voice. It's not that the... Is this Shaila? I don't know. At the time they got married, they didn't know it all. It was absolutely Mamzer Sheni Yadua. And later on, that's a good shayla. You know, Rabbi Chana Vatman talks about that. Rabbi Chana talks about that in the same time you bummer. What if you had a Mamzer got married to Hesed Gomer? Like over here, it's a Vatman Mamzer got married to Hesed Gomer. There's a lot of Mamzer on that. That's a whole discussion, but that's a culture discussion in that thing. Yes.
So let's see again the Gemara. We just started here. Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav. It's about 20 lines from the bottom of the Amar and Lamed Vav Amar Rav. Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Rav. Slav Shalor Levachut Flores. What if you add to his bush? We were discussing last week. The deal of Arv only applies to fruits that grow on a tree. What if it's berries that grow on a bush? The Gemara is going to quote later to Machlej and Tushan and Bisilo. But we pass the like that they see well, that a bush is also a tree, and the berries that grow on the bush are considered fruit. And the din of Orla does apply. So it's a bad day. I think pass the like Yisrael, it's a bad day. And the din of Orla applies. So this slab is also a bush. That's what we're going to say. So if you have the slab that grows on a bush, it's whatever grows the first 3 years is going to be Orla, but the shayla is there are four different parts of the slap bush that is possible for people to eat. So the only thing that's also by Orla is the tree, by Ratma Losa Tirio, the egg. The wood that grows in the first 3 years is Hesigoma. That's not, doesn't have any sort of Orla. So the Gemara says, which part of the four favorite, which part of the four edible sections of the bush has the status of tree, and which part do I deem as egg? So he says, from all the four things, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marabi says, Zarek is Rabbi Yehuda. Only the actual tree itself that grows on the bushes. Also, and all the other three parts are mutter. Baruch Aleph HaKafris, and you should even eat the Kafris and the Kafris and not. I've got the pictures last week. I forgot to bring them again with me. In the book. So they have the pictures of this, the shape of bush. You have the Peiris that grow, a big tree that grows on this bush. And then it has, those are called Avi Yehuda. Avi Yehuda are the tree. And then you have, what do we call it? The Kafris in Rashi described as the petals that grow on top of this tree before it's fully ripened. When it becomes fully ripened, so the Gemara is all the petals fall off. But it's not like an orange peel, not like an arrow, not like the peel on an apple, but it stays there all day. Equally, yeah. So the Kafris are leaves that grow on top of this tree, which is Aviyanus, which are also edible. It's not really like the tree itself, so that's the Shaila, whether that has a din of a tree or not. So Rav Yudah says in the name of Rav, the only thing that's also Bachila Bano Bayor Lo is the tree, but the only thing that has a din of tree is Aviyanus, the tree itself. And everything else, even though it's delicious and edible, does not have the din of tree. It doesn't have the Yisrael Lo. Rechlet HaKafris. So far, the Gemara didn't have yet the stress on the word chutzlor. He says, slash along with the chutzlor. The Bible says, the Gemara says this as well. The Gemara says this as a chutzlor. The first, the Gemara didn't realize there was an afternoon. So the Gemara says, you need to say, the memory, you need to say that Rav is telling us that the earnest theory, only the tree itself is free. The Kafris and the temples that grow on top of it, La Peri, don't have the status of tree. It's eight. Frank the Gemara is should chapan afkinina for other dinim as well. Hafrash is from the Maisu. There is a din of Teva, so the din requires whatever drugs and everything have to be mafish from the Maisu. So we assume halacha maisu, we pass like Rashi and Tesis and the Raisu that when I throw the mitzvah of Hafrash is from the Maisu, only applies to drugs and things we use. Because the Chumash always speaks relations, the God of the Rosh, the Reparations means they're Shuna. The Chumash always speaks about the God of the Rosh, so every pass and then everything else is only with the Rabbanim. If you're not permitted to eat any fruits and vegetables or any devilah, any grains, anything that grows on earth to soil without a process from smart. But you only have to be mafish on the theory. Whatever is eight, the alma, let's say the stalk. You want to eat the stalk. So the stalk is eight. So there's no din of process from smart, not din of devilah. What about the four different parts of this bush, of this slop bush, which are edible, what bracha do you say? So the Braita makes a distinction that says, Aho Ali Malashamroi, on two parts that are edible, you say Barfi Yadam, because that's really eight. That's like eating Kariwa. As Mar said before, Shadow with a Kura eating the soft wood on the branches, but it is talking Shaka when she
the bark,
right? So the bark was a Maslake, but they say Shaka, they say Barfi Yadam, but nobody holds it, you say Barfi, right? You know, so this is only, this is eight, this is like eight, and here everybody says,
yeah, please.
Yeah, but you won't have to please. But you can say Barfi Adama. Is it Shahapalana?
The
Ed is both the other ones. Right, yeah. So here, everybody, Inmar explained to it. Let's quickly learn. But this is better than Cairo, that he do say Barfi Adama. But Al-Havi Yonis, the Yawa Kafrisin, not only on the Pri, on the Avi Yonis, is the Ika, the real Pri, even on the Kafrisin, on the festivals that go around it, that go Roy Lachila, so normally edible. The Hamish, he says Barfi Haitan, you don't consider it like the bar. You don't consider it like eating a branch it's certainly not going to be like, it's going to be hot on the shape of the fish that you say, very free to eat on the caprice and stuff. How come he says that it doesn't have a deal of normal? And so you moderate the Rav, pastors like Rebbe, actually,
either. The answer is,
Rav says one way, the Bracha that you just said about very great health check here. I had a Rav Tanahu Pali. Rav, why did you? Well, you're not the full Rav Tanahu Pali.
You know what the Alta Machlech is at Hanayim, but again, too, true with the Meisters,
that you're only obligated to only, the Holy Spirit only applies to the Seiris, to the Eighth, there's no Chiyav HaFrasha, and the Machlech, the Mishnah records the Machlech is a Blazer, Rabbi Akiva. So we know who the other is, Rabbi Akiva. Rav, who says that only one out of the four parts of the Tlav, only one of them has a dinner free, not both the Avianis and the Kafrisin. He holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Bryce of the Jesus Court holds like Rabbi Blazer. What does it say? A Blazer ain't a Tlav, with the such a bush, you have to be Mafrish. Me? No, not what I said. You have to be Mafrish, Trinus and Isis, and three out of the four. There are four things that are edible. What the Bryce said before, there are four things that you can eat. Alin, Tamrois, Avianis, and Kafrisin. So let's conjure again. Avianis is the heel priest. That's this. That's Nicholas Barthelay. That's Nicholas Adin of Arlo. Avianis has Nicholas Adin of Trumas of Mises. With the Rabbana, Nicholas has Adin of Savalon. The Kafrisin are the temples that grow around it, but it's tasty. It's so tasty, it's so edible, that a lot of time I'm holding it's mamish bird free, right? The regular free has a din of Orlan, has a din of Shumas and Mises on it. And Rob is telling us that's not. It wasn't really. Rob, yet if I'm being holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds like that, that only one out of the four has a din free and everything else is the eighth, the Alma. And Rabbi Leza holds that three out of the four have a din free. Three out of the four. Only the... A tzlach, the tzlach there, the things that grow on the tzlach bush, you're obligated to be mafish to Mr. Maitis, otherwise you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be mafish to Mr. Maitis on all three out of the four, the smorrows. The smorrows are the little berries that never are going to develop to become a big aviyonis. So the smorrows, the little berries that grow, like they have on Hadassim sometimes, you have little berries that grow. So that's one could argue the point and say that that's not... That's not normal, it's not abnormal, but that's not the main gidol of the Hadassim, it's not for that. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim over here. You have these little berries in addition to the big Aviyonis. Not that these are baby Aviyonis that don't, it's not that you have little vegetables and if you leave them in the ground longer, they're going to grow bigger. You have little apples, and leave them on the tree longer, they're going to grow to become big apples. No, the easiest thing that grows on this tree is apples. And you also have berries growing on the tree. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim, but those berries have a deal of birthday height, a birthday abdomen. Is that the eighth the Alma? So there's no chiyuv truma to mitzvah on that. And if you want to eat it, it's like eating a bark at a tree. But you only say Barfi Adama. Well, no, it's also free. The Rabbeinu holds that that's also free. The Tamars are also free. The Avyonis is okay. The Avyonis and Zimmer are free. And the Kafrisin is also free. And Rabbi Kivayma, Omer Rabbi Amarav is like Rabbi Kivayma. Rabbi Kivayma ain't a misafir. Rabbi Avyonis mubat v'meshahu free. The only thing that hasn't been free is Avyonis. You have three sheep in the sunlight, right? Yeah, Rabbi Akiva is the biggest maker. He says the only thing, Rabbi Akiva, and Amar Rabbi Yudah Marab, the only thing that has a dinner tree is the most important thing, the real tree, and the petals and the tamaris and everything else is eight tziyam. The next sheet is the bright that before them says, and two out of the four you say, who eight, and two out of the four you say, who adama. So that's the honor, and that bright the whole. We don't have it in the Mishnah Maisim, but it's just a little sheet there. That's the honor holds that the Abiyayin is the Ike free is a free. As are one Shumas and Maisus in the dark field, right? And even if that was like, well, Rabbi, that's normal. These all things here, like people eat an apple with the, a lot of people there, with the shell, half a canard.
From all the
you can eat the whole thing the way it is. I think that's what it means. You can eat the whole thing the way it is. Yes. So that's why you say, Barfi, right? That you eat it the way it is. Then the third sheet is of laser that not only the avionis with the petals that grow, the petals that grow is like the shell on the
shell on an apple, like the peel on an apple. Sounds like the banana peel. Sounds like an apple. Not like an orange peel. Sounds like the peel on an apple. It's part of the tree, because that's where it plays the holes. The shell over here, same as the shell on an apple. And the next kind of hole that lays the holes at all three, even the tamarisk, even the little berries that grow, it's not the ikir tree that's produced by this bush. Still, those are trees. They're all types of different very free rights, and it's a dinavorla, and it's dinav shumusamaisis and everything. But the alim, which is also edible, that everybody knows that that's a tree. That's a zomachoy. So those are the three sheets. Correct, the gemara, is that where you and Marab is driving at? The name Allah is Rabbi Kiva, so let him say so. Why is it Omer, if you're Marab, Slav, the chutzlar, if you have Slav, Shalom, the chutzlar, Terechel, what is it? Zerik, the Tavion, the Terechel, it's not that free. Well, isn't there a lot of Rabbi Kiva? Comment on the Mishnah. Why would he have to chazer over the whole thing? So the Gemara says, no, if he would have worded it like that, I would have said, I feel about Oren. That it's possibly enough left to Rabbi Kiva is, I think it's naked over here. Rabbi Kiva says that the only thing from all the four parts of the slot bush, the only thing that has a dinner free is the Iker fruit. So I would have thought that it's possibly in favor of Rabbi Kiva. That's the answer. When Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Yehuda Marat Slav Shloilo B'chutz Loaret,
he's testing only Chutz Loaret.
Why? It's based on the principle Kalam Meikol Baret Halach Kemoitz B'chutz Loaret Zayin Azra. Miyolam, we're not fasting like Rabbi Akiva. We really fasting like either like Rabbi Lazer, three out of the four are free, or like the other brides, two out of the four. But we don't fast like Rabbi Akiva. He's too much of a Meikol over here. But Kayota, there is such a sheet, Rabbi Kiva sheet exists, and it's not that we say he's dead raw, he said, and we ever do the Kim Chayim, so that's called the Sophic Kosovo, that's what got the Chutz Lorenz, that's enough to be labeled the Sophic Kosovo, no, it's the opinion, they make a lot of Chutz Lorenz, that's exactly, not really a Sophic in the Tzid, but a Sophic in Din, that Shalim Din has to be determined. We all know the fact, we're sitting around and looking at the tree, and now we have a pupil in our locker, should we label this is the tree and this is the eight, so this is the eight and that's the tree? And the other time I'm holding that it is a tree.
What are you saying? You said this.
We know all the facts. Yeah. We know stuff on the facts. We know what they eat and what they talk about and what percentage of people eat this and that. And the shining, then he draw the line up in. How do we label this thing? Do we label it as a tree? Do we label it as an egg? Those people hold That's what the Gemara says. Correct the Gemara, the name Allah is Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aret. Why does he have to chazer over the whole business? How does Rabbi Yehuda say? Slav shalolo b'chutz la'aret zarkas Rabbi Yehuda zolkas katusis. Let him just lash himself onto the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. He should say, with respect to that Mishnah, in my truth, Allah is Rabbi Akiva b'chutz la'aret. Let him say it like that. But the Gemara says no. Oh, next one, Allah is Rabbi b'chutz la'aret. Let him say it like that. If Rabbi Yehuda Marab would have commented on the Mishnah and said that we only accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion of Chutz Lorenz, not in Eretz Yisrael, I would have said, Hani Mili, when does he mean to pass him? Like Rabbi Akiva, for Chutz Lorenz, Hani Mili, Gabi Maite Ilan, only the Gabi Jerusalem Maite, that's all Rabbi Akiva was talking about. The Boris Cooper is with the Rabbanon. The only time that the Chiv Jerusalem Maite is in the Torah, Abi Pash, this is in the Abdomen Yitzhak. But anything other than Dom Kirish Shvi'itza, like over his class. To begin with, it's only the Rabbanon. It's not Dom Kirish Shvi'itza.
So perhaps I would have thought when he says, I'm Rav Yehuda Merab, we pass on Rav Akiva and Chutzlort. I mean, in the case which Rav Akiva was discussing regarding Hafrosh's Trumas and Marks, the very so Kufa is going to be the Rabbana. But Megabi Abba, Megabi Orlo, that he's dealing with the real, then they're Isis. Dipa Oret, Midyara Isis. And even Chutzlort, according to the Rabbana, it's also Midyara Isis. The Gemara doesn't say right, so even Chutzlort is Midyara Isis. That perhaps sounds like Rashi. Abba Gabri Orlo, Dipa Oret, Midyara Isis. Sounds like Chutzlort is not Midyara Isis. That's what Rashi learned on our Gemara. So the Rabbana Chutzlort is on the Midyara Rabbana. So the Gemara says, Eim, I would have said, but Chutzlort is not Midyara. What do you mean, Midyara? The Russian Agamar sounds like all the Bukhut Lord is there in the Rabbana. That's where Rashi got it from this Lord. Hamash Malon, that's why Rabbi Yudah Marat starts from scratch. Slav, Shalor, Lord, Bukhut Lord, he tells you the whole case, because there is no Mishnah that discusses it. Otherwise, whenever there's a Mishnah that discusses a topic, a Mishnah or a Brisa that discusses a topic, and an Amur wants to take a stand, so he would just start saying pontificating, he's going to say over the whole case and say his stock. He would recite the Mishnah of Brisa and say, hello, he's going to go away. So the fact that it does not match onto the Mishnah must be that it's somewhere added to it. And not only does it say you have a right to pass from like Rav Akiva B'chut Lord regarding Tevel, regarding Shumas and Maitis, which to begin with is only the Rabbanon, even Eretz Kufa, even regarding Arlo. So there is no Mishnah right to latch onto. So that's why Omer Rav Yudah Merab has to start from scratch. Slav, Shalom, B'chut Lord, to give you the whole case from the beginning. They can't just recite a Mishnah and say, I love you, the very pleasure. There is no Mishnah that talks about Orma.
But maybe this is supplicate on Slav only, but not on Elam. Because altogether, Slav is the question, is if it's an Elam or is it a dog?
But that's what the Gemara asks. That's the next line, the Gemara asks that. The Gemara asks that. If you're already prepared to be Mako, call on Mako Barak, Allah, the Mother of Uthwaras, that's a Suffolk indeed, a Fake and Adina. It's also included in the Halacha of Suffolk or the Uthwaras Mutter. So why shouldn't you say that all berries that grow on bushes, Uthwaras, should not have a din of orla because there's a shayla whether berries on a bush are vegetables or fruit. So there's a shita beishama. We don't pass by beishama, but it should still be called amekobot or lachimot of a bush. So any berries that grow on a bush, as opposed to fruits that grow on a big tree, we should say that there's no din of orla of a bush. It's only an Eretz Yisrael. So it's not because of Eretz Yisrael. It's also going to bush for it. I should consider it myself going to that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the next kasha the Gemara's going to ask. That's the next question. The merchant tells us so. Ravina Ashkechen Amar Bar Ravashi, he did the same thing as Omer Rav Yudah Merab. He had also a slav bush. He also lived in Chutzlort. Amar Bar Ravashi, he lived in Chutzlort in Gobra. And Zorik is Ravienus, the Kocha of Takafis, the exact same fact that Omer Rav Yudah Merab in abstract, but he did it, Mike Terab, he did it with Talmanish. That was that's the way he used to feel them. Omer Leh, the Ravina Frek Takashi, the Amar Bar Ravashi, where'd you get such a kakai shita? Achilles tradition, there's the owners in the cafe, so we don't pass them like that, this Rabbi Kiva, he's got a pass on Rabbi Kiva. We don't pass them like Rabbi Kiva on this issue. So why did you pass them like Rabbi Kiva? The answer is, any stuff is called, the whole B'chutz Lared, Kamez HaFalot, call an Eko Bared, Allah Kamez HaBchutz Lared. So why don't you eat everything that grows, all berries, anything that grows on a bush, even the Aviyanis Mutra grows on a bush, should be Mutter. Because maybe it's a vegetable. There's Kedrashi, there's a Shammai. We don't pass like that. So we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva either. I think Kedrashi, because Lekel and Eretz Yisrael. So he says, oh, my lady, it's a Ravina, yes, of my Bravashi, my daiter. Why are you so Lekel that you're eating the Kafis and you're only throwing out of Yenis? Why you make to Rabbi Akiva the make you follow, you feel you have the right to follow Rabbi Akiva the Chutzalor is in Bavel, so he has to wind up in make like the Shammai the Chalavel that is Maki Beshama the Mekili say the reason make a more they hold that a bush is not a tree and whatever grows on a bush doesn't have the Dina Borla the Dina Ki vegetables Dina Ki Yeret Bishnan we have a Brisa we have a Tosefta there's Bishnan Slav what's Talachim. So we said there are two nafkaminas in Dina between a fruit and a few nafkaminas in Dina between a fruit and a vegetable. Many nafkaminas. One nafkaminas you say there is an Ezra of Yadon. Another nafkamina whether it has a Dina Varla on that. The Dina Varla only applies to fruits don't apply to vegetables that grow on the ground. Only fruits that grow on a tree. The growers and the type we call it Michael, only an eighth Michael. And if you hold the bush, it's not Dina Kate, so there's no Dina Varla. Then there are other nafkaminas. There are other nafkaminas regarding climbing the carrot. We discussed last week. If it's limbs, vegetables, let's clear vegetables is a din of Kalaya. It's not going to be Kalaya, I can't unless you have some grapes involved. You don't have grapes, it'll be quite right. It'll still be an issue. I think it's Rashi and Tesis in the first 13 positions, but it is the quite right with their eyes at the bottom. But it says, what color is what you like? The Tesis says, is the pocket camel color is what you like? Then there's another unrelated part. What color is what you like? The Tesis says, the Tesis is part of the Kodesh. Quite have care of the list of their eyes. It's not only also to plant it, it's also to achille the hanoah. And then Kloi Zeroyim, it's also to plant it, but it's not about the Levano, but yeah, if you planted it, the Torah doesn't prohibit you from eating it, or from getting on it. That's how Tosfos works. And Rashi disagrees, Rashi holds no. That Tosfos that says Tosfos, is a Kalayim, just means to say Kamachos. It's another way of repeating the dinner, Kloi HaKerem. And all the Kloi Zeroyim, the whole institution of Tosfos is only Rabbana. Now, like it's Rashi and Tosfos, how do you translate the Pasuk in Chumash? Rashi forces out the whole thing of Kalai Zorg, that's telling the Rabbana. However, Machlaik is how to read the Gemara. So the Gemara says over here, this perceptor says in Kalayim, that the only time there's a violation of Kalayim is, in a terrible, the Rabbana, whatever you're doing with it, if you have vegetables or grains that are growing in each other, but if you have two trees, one's growing one next to the other, as close as you want, there won't be an Issa Kalayim. One tree next to another won't make an Issa Kalayim. Unless you break off a branch from one and you graft it onto the other, that's how Kodesh, that's an Issa Deraita Pina Kutler, that's a different story. How Kodesh be learned. But if you're not making how Kodesh, you just plant one tree next to the other. So the Rambam writes like that, it's the Kodesh in this process.
That's what happens to have Kodesh by itself. Let's say something happens, let's say one from one place, let's have Kodesh by itself, in some kind of cutting in, there's an open mess.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say the person went ahead and gifted a branch from one tree onto another, and now he has basketball
from
this. Plant those things in the ground, and grow nectarine. Grow whatever you want, the sweet lemon and nut. Because this is a new fruit. Mm-hmm. It's only an Issa Deraita to bring that out, to make it.
Yeah.
But once it's there, there's no Issa to perpetuate it. So that's what the bright is. There are other chilukim dinim also between fruits and vegetables. There's other chilukim also. Whether it's a yerek or it's an ape. Let's say you go out in Shumas and Maitis. The whole Shumas and Maitis we assume is only with the Rabbanon. Both on yerek and on teresidus. But there's a difference. How do you decide what your mafush? Let's say the first 2 years of your shmita cycle, you have to give Shumas and Maitis and Maitis and Maitis Shem. The third year, you give Maitis Ron instead of Maitis Shem. The fourth and the fifth you give to the brother my belief my Bishani, and the sixth you give my Serani instead of my Serani. The seventh you give nothing. So how do you decide what year the parents belong to? They don't grow. I learned it's older than that. It should start growing after Rosh Hashanah. If it is growing before Rosh Hashanah, it's nothing. It starts growing before the growth. When is the Rosh Hashanah? And then you have to make up your... Started growing before that day, whatever that cutoff point is. Started growing before and it continues to grow after. What is the Koveya? So the Gemara says that there's a Mishnah, you say that there's a different Koveya. That the Yerek, you go back to the Kita. Yerek, it depends on the Kita, whatever that means. That's also on my close information. What that means, Yerek goes to the Kita. Well, it means literally when you pluck it off from the ground, at the time that it's fully ripened and it's ready to do the Kita, even if you wait a week or two or three, but since it was ready to do the Kita 2-3 weeks ago, that's called already the Kita. That's the further Machlaji. Taisus in the one beginning of Rosh Hashanah. But I'll find the Mishnah that by Yerek, you determine what year it belongs to. If it started growing in 1 year and it finishes in the next year, it's to grow about the Lakita. The Koveya is towards the end. And in Teres Elon, the thing is that you go about the Chanotah, that's earlier, that's the Machloek and Mishnah, what that means. What does Chanotah mean? What does Chanotah mean? The Mavush HaYantah has a tshuva where he shows that there's a Mavush and Machloek, whether that means blossoming or means much later than blossoming. But it means later. Most of the Mishnah means something later than blossoming. But it's way before the Kita. Whatever the Kita means, the Machloek is of Chanotah is way before the Kita. So Lachapan Achirino, let's say you have the berries growing on a bush, and it says develops, and then it's fully ripe. So the Lakita, if you hold that, it's a vegetable. The Shaman hold that it's been a bush, berries that grow on bushes. Adina to vegetables, and then if you're going to determine what year it belongs to, whether it might be Shani, might be Rami year, you're going to, if you hold it, you're actually going to go back to Lakita. Now Shani, if you hold like the seal of it, it's Adina to fruit, So fruits that grow on the trees, you know that they grow basa chanotah, whatever chanotah means, but chanotah is clearly way before the kitzah. The chaf salar alach me, the monach me means also. The chaf salar alach me. The first half in Kiddushin is more discussing. Etrog, so the Etrog is in a kiyere, as in a tree. And then we show them over there, quote all the different afkiminis and tina, whether something is a pri or something is a yer. So here the Gemara is, Ravina et smadva Ravashi. Where do you come off to be nekel so much? But the only thing from the last bush, the only thing you hold is a pri, is the Yavyenis, and all the other three are eight the Alma. Why is that? Because the Zaza Shita, the Akiva Shita, because we're going past not to have Akiva. So in my diet, that's what he's basing your Kulan, Kalameka, Barzalach, Mazabachutzlar, and coming up with this new idea. So that's the root called itself. It told him that you have a right to be Mako. So, the leather market, the Shaman and the Kivik, so you can even be Mako more, because the Shaman, oh, this man, the Bryce says in the Tosef, the Slav, what is that, what grows on the bushes? The Shaman, I'm inclined to carry him. The Shaman says, deal it's a vegetable, and therefore can create an ethic line. Well, they still ain't flying the carrot. They still hold that it cannot create flying the carrot. How come it cannot create flying the carrot? Because it's dealing a tree. And trees, fruits that grow on trees, there's not enough climb unless you do grafting, which you didn't do. And then it's the step that concludes that Eilu, Eilu Modi, and both the Shana and the Sula agree, Shechayah B'yar Elad. It has a din of a tree, a fruit that grows in a tree, has a din of all the Frank Dimar. It doesn't make sense. Chastiyah M'nei Bey. Frank Dimar Habufa Kashif, Chastiyah M'nei Bey. Amrit first you tell me, Slav, Hisham Yom, and climbing carrot. Why does it create climate of carrot? If it's a tree, then it doesn't create climate of carrot. So what does the Shammai hold? Alma, what do you see? What can you infer? Min Yeriku has a din of a vegetable. A bush is not a tree. The Shammai hold bushes are not trees. So Bahara Tani, Eli Yelavan, Shechai, the Arma. How can I have a din Arma? Alma, Minivanu. How can it be that the Shammai hold that it has a din of Arma, and the same time has a din of Arma means that it's a tree that grows on a tree, and the same time say that it does create an ether cloud? So the Gemara says, this is not a kasha in Eitha. You have to know how my kasha. This is not a stira. The Shammai Shita is the Pukim Asafkelu. The Shammai holds that it's a suffix. They're not sure whether a bush should be treated like a tree, or a bush should be treated like a vegetable. So they go, L'chumre. V'avdi ha'cha l'chumre, v'acha l'chumre. So they go l'chumre and Hilchot Kilayim, and they say maybe it's a vegetable, and it does create cloud. They go l'chumre and Hilchot Zarva, maybe it's a tree, and it does have a dinner verba. But the Shammai hold that he's suffering, he has to be suffering. Whether a bush is dinner to tree or dinner to vegetable. And they still don't hold no suffering. That anything that grows on a bush is a tree. Anything that grows on a bush is a vadai, a fruit. And a vadai has a dinner verba. So that's the Rabbi Yisrael, my barabashi. If you hold that there's such a din, the kolamekul ba'orit, Allah kemoisai, the kutlart. So why are you only prepared to go so far? Did he make like Rabbi Akiva? You know, we probably don't accept Rabbi Akiva's sheet, Rabbi Pashtun, the sheet of Yechido. We should either pass him as two out of the four are Peri, or three out of the four are Kablai. We shouldn't, Rabbi Akiva's sheet on what's the sheet? Why should you be prepared to pass like Rabbi Akiva? Because we all did it did. Call him make what the Lachim Arthur, because we're supposed to go right there. And say that there's the Shammai. The Shammai hold it to put in the South Kalu, to the bushes. Have it been like a tree, like fruits, or like vegetables. Craig the Gemara and the Kol Makai. After Rabin interpreted Shat and that Josephus with his new filter to Kash. The Kol Makai by Shama Avli Sophic Karla. There's only a Sophic where the good berries or anything that grows on a bush. Aviyonis that grow on a bush. Adino Ke Orla or not. With none we have a Mishra Sophic Karla that saw us of the three with the good clothes and Mutter. The Sophic Karla that puts us is Mutter. Yeah. Okay, it is like Baruch Hashem, but Baruch Hashem is a Christian being mother, when there's a Muslim. When there's each of the Hesed, so each one speaks to his Shita. So that's what Rabin asked, my Baravashi, why are you only prepared to go so far to be Mako like Rabbi Kiva, even though we normally don't accept Rabbi Kiva over here? So much of a Mako, why don't you go further and adopt the Shammai Shita and Kuslar? Huh? Oh, so that's what the Gemara answers. I thought we're leaving out a few words. We'll get to it again. We left out a couple of things we'll have to punch up. Answer the Gemara on the top line along the Rav and Beis. Answer the Gemara. There's a big difference. Rabbi Akiva, well, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Lezer Abad. Rabbi Akiva is too much of a maker over here. We don't accept the sheikah that only one out of the four things that grow on the crop bush is true. We don't accept him, but we don't say he's wrong. We say, we don't talk much of Rabbi Akiva. When it comes to the Lord, you say, Allah is the Rabbi Akiva. We don't say that he's wrong. We say you cannot accept a Shama Shita rule to be mitzarefet to a sekhsek and nothing. You can't even consider. It's a little mud, the original phrase, the original mocker, is an Arab in Dati Jumma regarding the Shaman Vishil. And this whole thing is based on that. That's what the Mishkan of Yankov explains, and it's based on Dati Dawah. This whole thing is based on the understanding that when you have a machlokes, you say, Achalam Lahat, it doesn't mean that the Shita Tayochi is occupied and it's wrong and there's nothing to discuss. No, it's Bonda Cheshbon. But we don't talk like it, so it's the Arab in the Kimchai. So since it's what they consider, that's why Iran at the end of the first revolution called it a Sophic Kozo. Now Sophic, the first a Sophic Kozo. Maybe make the Mekel, I have a Chutzpah. Call a Mekel birth, Allah is a part of the Chutzpah. By Yorba, and by Shumas Amayit is the Chutzpah. So nonetheless, even though the original memory of the Gemara in Eretz and Dashi Jim was regarding Bishama Bishilo, but not to this extent. That's only been a gear to learning. When you learn Bishama Shite, even though you know in advance that it's not La Lacha, it's a chesed of Torah, as you said, a chesed of Torah. And there's a key on this of Talmud Torah over here. You don't say that it's Bikum's man, it's Bikum's man. I know we're not going to pass it like this, but it's not going to tell them what we're told it. So there's a list of Talmud Torah. But then again, the Pesach HaLacha, that you can't say. To that extent, you don't say, Eilu Yehle Dib Bikim Chayman Bishamah. Since it was always get passed like the Sibyl, against Bishamah, that's the Rabbi Yehuda as a Shiva. And if you says, whenever it's under the minion, whenever it's under the minion, whenever it's a provoke, under the minion, so then you can never consider the Shita Sayachid as the Shita Samir. Right. Usually, that's what the Mishkan Yankiv gives you all enough commitment. Usually, you say that even though he talks like the rabbin, well, it would constitute a Minas Chassidus if someone wants to volunteer to be Machmer like the Shita Sayachid, but not on Beishamah. They were outvoted, practice finished, there's nothing to discuss. Or Bishat Atzchak, you can say Kedai or Aplon Lif Mechal Bishat Atzchak, but not Bishamai, since they were Omdo and Minyan Tanai. So the Gemara Hastings is drawing a distinction. Rabbi Akiva the Makam Rabbi Lezer, Avdinan Kabbat, it means the Chutzlar, that's how we learn
Shah.
We can take the school of Rabbi Akiva, then again the Chutzlar, even though they're called the Ambassador Rabbi Akiva, but the Chutzlar is considered a Sophic Kaldah. Why? Because they were never under the minion. We never had an official vote to pass them. That's the problem. That's the problem. The Rabbi Eliezer brings up the issue. What do you mean? We don't know what the din is in Rabbi Akiva or Blazer. We know. The Gemara says that he was outvoted. The Blazer was from the Beishama. He was outvoted like the Beishama was outvoted. That's a big problem. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer is going to give a whole alternative shot. Then he's going to give two shots and we'll see. There's a machlokes here when we'll get to the maskana. There's a parenthesis here in the Gemara. When you finish the short lines before you get to the wide lines, there's five lines in parentheses. The Taisa says that parenthesis is not from the Bali HaGemara. That's from the Halachas Gedolos. Taisa says, Lashem Halachas Gedolos the Hilchasa. And Taisa says that you don't pass it like that, Halachas Gedolos. So that's those two versions as to how you pass it. The Rabbi Eliezer is going to explain those are the two pshatim how to read on the top line here. So far, this is the way everybody always learns. This is the popular pshat, the more accepted pshat. Rabbi Akiva, but Malcolm Rabbi Lezer, even though we don't really talk to like Rabbi Akiva on this point, we really talk to like Rabbi Lezer over here in Eretz Yisrael. But it was never on the dominion against Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, you can tell Lachem Skid, Dibre Rabbi Akiva, the Chutzlaret, you can consider his opinion as a Sophic Kodol. But Bishamay Bitzilla was on the dominion, and therefore you can never be Mitzar Shitas Bishamay. Well, finally we call the Sophic Kodol. That's the Pashup Shah. That's the Pashup Shah. And then the Rabbi Eliezer quotes that the other Pshat, it doesn't fit in exactly in the word, we had a different Yusuf. The other Bishamay said had a different Yusuf. That the Gemara says, what's the Tushtel? I'm not saying Halacha Kerev Akiva B'chutz La'aretz. I'm saying Halacha Kerev Akiva against Rabbi Lezer, period. We only pass like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Lezer. not only in this case, because well, the Gemara started off saying that stuff.
Yeah.
The Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Gemara said, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is only saying Chutzlores. And Eretz Yisrael wouldn't say like that. But now, there's a new story here. Ravina Ashkeche Lamar Barabashi. Six lines to the bottom. Sounds the same, but it may not necessarily be the same. Ravina met Barabashi. He's throwing out Tavieres and eating Kabis and said, what is it based on? So then Ravina Yehuda quotes another shot. It's based on the fact that we passed on to Rav Yehuda, period. Not that the chutzpah is passed on to Rav Yehuda because come and make a bus of the no, my time is because we pass like Rav Akiva. Just like we cannot pass like the Shammai against the Kilo, so there's nothing to discuss. We're not going to pass like Rav Lezim against Rav Akiva. Of course we pass like Rav Akiva. Same chutzpah. There's an answer to different Shah. There's not the popular Shah. The popular Shah, most of them are first Lam Shah, not so. That Rav Marabashi is saying the same thing as Rav Yehuda Marab. That only the chutzpah is his maker. And there is something that lives in there to throw. And have the slap push. He wouldn't be Mako. He would be Mahmoud, either like Rav Lezer, or like the other Tana that two are free and two are in. But he wouldn't say that only one of them is free. It's only the good words that he's made. So these are the two shots in the new one. Greg Bidamara Akashi on the third line from the top of Ambe. He left out a few lines. We'll get back to you guys. We left out a few issues which we'll have to touch up. Let's try to finish this. The more goes from here, around 30 lines, is one topic. It's not so complicated, but it's just a lot of reading. Let's try to learn that. Greg Marvitek, the Nasa Shem, will let say, there is a Chidish Din that only applies in Hilchos Arloh. Let's say for Trumas and Mises, so yes. Let's say this is in the Trumas and Mises. Let's say you eat an apple. They eat an apple, you eat the skin also.
Yeah.
The Talmud Funakim will take a knife and cut off the skin, throw it in the garbage, they don't eat the apple. But other people who have good teeth, they don't have both teeth, yeah. They'll eat the apple with the skin.
That's
a heck of a thing. That's a good thing. When you're mafish, you have to be mafish on everything. You don't just mafish on that part. On that part that's on the inside, you leave out the outside. What about oranges? What if you have oranges and you have orange peel? The most normal people don't eat the peel. Once in a while, someone enjoys eating the peel. Or you make marmalade from the peel, whatever. But nobody eats the peel the way it is. So there's a shaman there at this hill. So Rav Apostim holds that the peel does not have a dinner chumas and mice. So let's say you remove, Shiloh Grider came up after some company was under supervision. Yeah, candy. They had a flavoring that came from orange peel that came from Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanut sent it to the, whatever they export, the food stores, they're not mafish in the commercial. So the Shiloh was a table. So all you cannot give Ashrohan is, or was it?
Sabra has the orange flavor. Sabra
has it. From which
it's from the boat?
It could be from the skin. Could be from the skin. So there's different opinions in Eretz Yisrael. So the more popular sheep is the Rav Apostol Mochadish, or the Rav Apostol Mochadish. That the skin of the peel of the orange, like a banana peel. It's not very lucky. We're not quite sure it's mice from that. But still, when it gets to Orloh, even though it's not free, but it is a shame of the tree because it protects the tree inside. If you're gonna take off the orange peel, so the orange is gonna dry up.
But that is also a shame.
The shell of an oak, right?
I remember if I sheep there, when I had it, they want to watch how much spray
in the heat of apples, another problem. No, but again, the Shemitah, the Dinim are very different. The Shemitah also is in, but only pre has a Kedusha Tehra Shemir. Let's say the tree keeps on growing bigger, branches. So the branches don't have Kedusha Tehra Shemir. The Lulav. The Mishnah says in the Sukkah, the Lulav that you buy in the Sukkah next year Shemitah. The Sukkah after next year, not this coming Sukkah. Another year and a half, the following Sukkot, the following Shemitah, the Shemitah is going to be an ace for the Ashes from Eretz Yisrael. But on the Lulav, there's not going to be an ace of God, because the Lulav doesn't have to be a fair Shemitah on it. So the Gemara says there on Sukkot, why not? I know that he eats the Lulav, so the Gemara says no, but again, the fair Shemitah is a different definition of free. And also the Yerushalayim, and Kansanadim, has nothing to do with what Israel Achim was taught. And Kansanadim, a different definition. Whatever has on also the Yerushalayim is considered free, is labeled as free, and again, that's the Gemara on the end of Bava Kama. It's a little bit in the soup. But also, how do you determine what's called a free? But over here, then again, and again, what's called a free and what's called a? It is not edible. It's called a.
If it's the edible chalik of the vegetation, then it's called a pri. So the Gemara says over here, if you have the teal, you have the teal around the aviyoyla, so what are they still filling with? Is it a kipri? Not a kipri. Look at that kimin, it's been a gear to shumas and maishris. And that kimin, it's been a gear to birchas, barfi, like, versus barfi, pri vladamma, and those are good nafkiminas. But a certain nafkiminas was going to get to Orla. Well, that certain nafkiminas is not accurate, even if you should say that it's barfi pri vladamma. And then you say, no trumasamizer is like the bar, but still it's a shamer, just like the orange peel doesn't have trumasamizer, so Mechari has a din of a shamer on the tree, and we have a din of Pegma in the third line from the top of on the base. The tape play, say that the caprice, which is a shamer, it protects the abiyinus of the slop bush, the tape play does that it has an Isar Arla, then that's a shamer on the tree. Rachman Amar, we learn that from the Pasuk of Rachman lost to Estirio. The Gemara has a Machlech Tatan about the Darshan there. The Gemara says there was one time in the Chemi Ram Saini, he used the Darshan every year, then he got stuck, and he passed out. Pirish, and then Shabbat Rabbi Kiva, as a Shabbat Rabbi Kiva over there. But that's how we pass from the two Darshan there. We do Darshan there. And that always means something that's tofel to the original thing. Here the Pasuk says, Rachman lost to Estirio. What does it mean? That's tofel to the Estirio. Something that's tofel to the tree. My needle, and what is that passage alluding to? It must be referring to Shaima the tree. So that's the mutter of this institution, the Shaima, like that. But not only does the tree have an Easter Hanor of our law, the Shaima the tree, which is not edible anyway, you can't eat it anyway, also has a din of an Easter Hanor of our law. The Frank de Gemara, the soon of Kaminas regarding the Kafritin, the Nafkamina for Maitre, the Nafkamina for Truma Samaitis and Nafkimina Barti and Bar Kazama. Those are good Nafkiminas, but the third Nafkimina Barla doesn't make any sense. How can it be? Even if it's not a tree, even if it's a, it should be seen as Kishayma, a tree. Tasha is a... No, no, no. Rabbi Kiva didn't say a word. Rabbi Kiva was speaking about Truma Samaitis. No, he was talking about Truma Samaitis. And the writer talks about Vadom and Ha'ei. There's Akasha and the Amarai. Amar Avila Marav. And Akasha against Mavaravashi. And Akasha against Avila. What are they talking about? They're talking about Arla. Arla's not... You can't carry over everything from Bari Pi Ha'eis and Truma Samaitis for Arla. Arla has a Nukum is thrown in. It's in a Shoyna. And you should be Gemara, Amar Rav, hey, Kayaminon, when do you have a din in us, the Shem of the Free? When is that halach? Learned that from the Pasuk Tef, Asafel. That's only half of these babies called the Shem of the Chuba. That's only if it's the Shem of the Free, both while it's growing on the tree, and after it's detached from the tree, like the orange peel, like the shell around the nuts, then it has a din of the Shem of the Free. Of the halach, it is the Aviyayde. Different kinds of nuts, Rashi says. The kind of nuts that we have, like a sea nuts, the leather nuts, the walnuts. We have the nuts, we take off the shell and fill it. Rashi says the other kind of nuts with the shell
and the kind of nuts in the field. You can eat the peel and or you can take it off and throw it away. Either way.
It's edible. You need the shell itself.
You need the shell itself. The peel of the mac is edible.
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, it's peel inside.
Now, they're not outside of it. And you fold them like the circular. And you can eat it like this, or you can bite it and spit out the peel and what's the end of it more.
That's a different thing. No, it means that it's edible.
That's right.
Yeah. Nothing. No, it's talking a different thing. It's not edible, but it's a shame.
Peel
inside.
Peel had two skin.
Yeah, the rubber comes up with a chidush. He says, when does it have a din of a shamer? A tree like an orange peel. The orange peel, that's where it grows on the tree, and that's where when you buy the oranges in the store and you leave them in the refrigerator, you leave them out, you leave it with the peel. So it has the peel, both the tolish, the banana. They leave the peel, both the tolish and the mechubas, to protect that it shouldn't get black, the banana shouldn't get black, the orange shouldn't dry up. Over here, Hechdi Tzem called Tzem Chub, Abahacha by the Aviyonis, by the Tzlap bush, it's only been Mechubarite, it's only called man, it's still growing like a tree. The petals are surrounding the Aviyonis, so if you pluck it off then, you'll eat the whole thing, so it's edible. But it's going to come a certain time when the Aviyonis are going to get bigger, then the petals are just going to fall off. Before you even detach the Aviyonis from the tree, it's not shiny. But that doesn't happen even if you plucked it off earlier, when it still is
surrounded and protected with the Kaprizin, which is the Shem Lepri, Rabbah wants to say a Chiddush, the Gemara is going to think about that. Abba is going to slug up Rabbah's verse. So Rabbah wanted to say originally a Chiddush, that case would not have a din of Shem Lepri, of a Ochet by the Kaprit, by the Tzlat fruit. So Mechuber, he said, told the Shleit, if you pluck it off in the tree, before you pluck it off, then it's at a later stage of development, all the petals fall off already, they're no longer surrounding the tree. But that doesn't have a din of Shem Lepri. Actually, Abai Zabai wants to flag up Rabbah, he quotes a Mishneh that is just not so. Yes, that was it. The Din of Shemer, not only applies in Hilchus Farva, Din of Shemer applies also in Hilchus Tuma. So says in Tuma. The Rashi quotes the Din, if an Adam Tomei touches a piece of Michael, even if it's less than a Kibbeit, it becomes Tomei. The Shiloh Rashi says, well, it's Minasar and the Rabban, or whatever it is. The Oichel, they have a little tiny slice of lemon over here. So I'm an Adam Tomei, I touched a little piece of lemon, way less than a Kibbeit. It's a slice of lemon is tiny. So it'll be in the Kabbal Tumi, the Minasar and the Rabban, but that's it. Slice of lemon that was just in the Kabbal Tumi. I would say, If I touch it, becomes a Mishnah Tumi. So this touch is, let's say, Mashke. That this Oichel should be the Tami, the Mashke, that alone, you should transmit the Tumi Baita. That only happens if this Oichel has a minimum size of a Kibbeit. There's less than a Kibbeit. It only has Tumi Gatsma, but it doesn't have Kerf and Tami Acher. Mishnah is like that. So what do you, when you speak about a Shear Kibbeit, it means that the edible part has to be a kibbeitza. What if you have kakao lemon? The edible part is less than a kibbeitza, but with the skin on the outside, it's going to have a kibbeitza. So there is a din in the Mishnah that is shomer lepri, and not only pri, a shomer leichel, if something is a shomer, so it's the starek to be mashed on your shiur kibbeitza. Even though if you would just have seal, it's not edible, it's not oichel, it's not a kabbalzumah. But since the seal is not detached from the oichel, so when the other tummy touches the oichel is tummy, and I'm misdirect, I reckon I line the seal with the oichel to calculate the shear kibbeitza to say, oh, I have an oichel which is a shear kibbeitza with tummy that has the chalpa to transmit the tumor to other mashkin, to go out. So the Mishnah has to discuss the Mishnah Tuktsin, when do particular things have the status of a shamer, when do they not have the status of a shamer. So the Mishnah has a chiddush. What if you have let's say, an orange that has a peel around the outside. So the son of the orange peel is a shamer of tree. What if you would have a hefet tinta? Orange is grown a tree and has two peels. It has an outer peel and an inner peel. And you need both peels in order, two separate peels, not that it has a thick peel. Two separate peels it has, and you need both in order to be a shamer. Even though in mitzvahs, the outer peel, a shamer agabi shamer, even though the shamer agabi shamer is really necessary to protect the inside, in the inside, but the chiddush haTorah of shamer the trees, and the star of the trees is never said, the shamer gets such a shamer, the shamer does not want. So the Gemara effect, that's what the Mishnah says. They say, Abaye effect Akasha Rover. Rover wants to come up with an Einfall of a Teres, a Chiddush, that the only time the Chiddush, a Teres, of Shem Lepri was formulated in the Yet the Orla is, when it's always a Shem Lepri in the Chuber while it's growing on a tree, and even after it's detached from the tree, it retains its status as Shem. So Abaye's going to show from another Teres in Mishnah that it's not, because the Mishnah says that if you have a Shem, a Gabi Shem, the Abba Shem, even though it does the job of doing Shmira of the Michael inside, does not have the Chiddush Adin of Shem. And that Mishnah happens to be talking about such proof that after it's detached from the tree, the outer Shemra falls off. And nonetheless, the only reason why the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, the only reason why the Mishnah tells you that it doesn't have the Din of Shem of the tree is because Hashem Agabi Shem. But if it would have been the direct Shemer, even if it falls off later and it's not needed, it would have the Din of Shemer. So you see the Din of Shem of the tree, that the Shemer is needed to most of the Negea to Arla, the Negea to, I mean, it's direct to the Shir Kibbeitza, even applies if it's not a Shemer, then the Mechubber Ben Mechubber. As long as the Shemer Ben Mechubber, it also has a Din of Shemer. So that's what he has to cash. It's Pitma Shal Rimein. If you have, what is the Rimein as a pomegranate? If you have the Pitma on top, if you yank out the Pitma so the air can go in, I guess, and dry out the Pitma. So the leaving the Pitma there is necessary as a shomer to maintain the moisture inside. So that's mitzvahs. However, for Hanei Shalom, ain't a mitzvah.
So Rashi explains, Rashi quotes the Gemara Chul, and that's what he says. But even though there is a din, of Shem there that it isn't Sarva, and it's a Shem, Agadi Shem that doesn't apply. So he asks, Midikama Hanei Shaloyeh. Abai argues, Midikama, the Mishnah says an Uksin. Hanei Shaloyeh, and it's Sarva, the shell on the outside, the outer shell on the outside of the pomegranate. Is not Mitzarev to the Shir Kedetsa. What's the issue with the Sarva? I'm sorry, obviously it's not Reil Achila. If it's Reil Achila, so what do you have to say? Because it's a Shem, Agadi Shem there. So the din of Shema, if it's Reil Achila, it's a Tzarechol. So obviously it's not Reil Achila. And the din of Shema wasn't said because it's a Shema Agadi Shema. But Lulei Haithayme, it would have had the din of Shema would have been Mitzarev, even though it's late to Tzomosh. That's the argument. Alma de la Vechalu. We didn't call Mahan Echel, I didn't start talking about yes tears, no tears, obviously. The nape, the shell on the outer shell on the outside of the pomegranate. La Vechalu is not edible, the tani. The tongue of Gabriel, we have a brighter that's a Mishnah, what? It's not Gabriel, we have a Mishnah that says, speaking about the same thing, the nape of a rimon. So it says, Glife rimon, zeha nape shalom. The teal, the inner teal, with the outer teal, Glife agrezim, agarim, chayovim the orla. That even though, in other words, the din of Shemer are not identical. The din of Shemer, legabi, tzira, for kadeitzis, not the same thing at all. That's the din of Shema legabi tzira for kadeitza for tumas echlin. There's only one Shema. If you have a Shema, agabi Shema, that din was never formulated. But when it gets to the din that a Shema lekri is ultimately tamarva, so the Mishnah says that yes, klipa rimon the hanet shelo. The klipa is the inner shell, the hanet is the outer shell. So the Shema agabi Shema has the din of efatofel tzara. Does have the din of Shema lekri legabi arva. Does have the din of Shema lekri. But we all know that it falls off when it's Tolush. It's only Mishama when it's Mechuber. That's what Rashi explains. But on day, it's late to Shema the Tolush, if Shema Tiyabish, Mechum Me'ala Klippa, Tiyabish Shel is going to fall off. All the correct brother's idea. Whoever had our theory, whoever came up with an Einfeld, that the reason why the Kafritin, which are the shells around the Abiyanis, don't have a din of Shema the Free, that it should be Akash on the Amaroi. What are they talking about? Let the shells have the Easter Orla. Let it have the Easter Nav Orla. Let it be the din Shema. If the Rebbe came up with that Ein Sof, no, there's no din Shema the Free unless it's Shema Bein Matalos Bein Mechuvah. So Abai is dragged up from another Therish Mishnah. So Rebbe says we're going to have to polish it up a little bit. It gives a different suggestion. Hell, my Rebbe comes up with a new Ein Sof. When does it have a din of Shema the Free? If it's a Shema lit tree, when the tree is growing on the tree, it doesn't get a shape. First the tree is eight. Let's say I rip off apples from the tree when it's so green, it's not shy, it's not Reil Achila at all. It's only Reil Achila's behemoth, let's say. So now first of all, they get a belly. Nobody, that's called eight Priyama. It doesn't have a din tree until it reaches a certain stage. What stage does it have to reach? That's a Shema. What's considered sufficiently developed, edible, tree, that it should be switching from the status of eight piano to the status of the rock of the tree is eight, the branches are eight, and the terrace of Satsuga are also eight. They don't have the status of three, and they get to any of the demons. And they get to the din of Shumas and Mises, they don't begin to get a din three until a later stage when they get to Orla's Atabachil Bala only at a certain stage. In the earlier stages, it's eight piano is with them, but they get to the din of Shemitah, the Gemara quotes, and they get to the din of Shriya. This pasuk says, "Ochum et dosh, the Shabbat dosh lachem li ochlo, and the tanaim dosh li ochlo v'lo lehefti." That you're not permitted to take Kerish Shviyas and to destroy them, or to make medicine out of them. The ochlo v'lo lehefti. It has to be dafkin li ochlo. But you're not allowed to take any fruit, any year of the tree and do and destroy it. It's like a gerelach adin of baltashim. That's what Taisa says. What he didn't do the ochlo v'lo lehefti. Is a regular din of baltashkes, and says, no, there are hechatims, so there's no baltashkes. I said, I'm going to take a fruit that grows this year in Zashmita, I'll take a fruit, I'll make a medicine out of it. They're doing research, cancer research. They come up with an einfrau, they think that it's a baltashkes. So the Baruch Hu gave the world the heart, muscle, and the arms to do whatever is necessary. If you think that it'll help making clothing softer and lighter and hotter and warmer, whatever. It was your disease, so there's no Issa Baltashi. But in Perishvish, isn't it? It's a special thing in Perishvish, right? The Shabbat Lachem, the Yachla, the Lola Hefta, the Yachla, the Lola Balutma, you're not permitted to use Perishvish for anything other than Achille. If it's not necessarily, it has to be a human being eating it. There's Machal, the Hefta, the Behemoth can also eat it, but it has to be the Yachla. So what happens if the parents are growing the Rishnat Ashmita on the tree,
and it didn't grow sufficiently yet that it should have a shame free, it's still an eight. It's still it doesn't have yet the din free, then it gets the truma, it doesn't have the din free, then it gets the orla. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says it's not going to have a din free, then it gets the teri shvit yet. If it does not have a din free, so there's no use in the yachla, the lola epsit, the lola malubna. Once it reaches the stage of three, then the Mishnah says you're not allowed to chop down such a tree, even though there's no issue with Al-Tash, because sometimes you're allowed to chop down trees. This is going to us, and there's no. So it's the second page of San Amadei. It says, Baltashkas is taken care of in the Sugi and Bogotan. It's not always taken care of. Sometimes people do have issues. Let's say someone has, in the mountains, you have a lot of times like this. People have a bungalow or a summer home, and then they have bushes with berries growing, and the berries get in the way, and they fall down, and everybody walks around, and they get stains on the carpet and on the shoes, and everything. So you get someone to chop down the bush. Get someone to chop down the tree, so that's like an issue. It's not so glass, not so fresh. Sometimes it's like a shower of altashes. So they got to chop it down. They have to look. They're long. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted. A modern Zach. The whole suki in the Bava Kama. So this is quoted in Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph. Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph and Achayvul. There's a shtick of the Gemara there. It's another Gemara. That altashes is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. A modern Zach. The only place where it's quoted is in the beginning of the second chelik here, Zeya, in the early Simonim, because the Zayna Simonim is a symbol of that what you're not permitted to do in Mishum Sakara. You're not permitted to fear financing, you're not allowed to overeat, you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to do anything that may be dangerous to your health. But then the Taz says, oops, the Shulchan Aruch forgot to quote another thing. There's something that's dangerous, because the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that's Sarikala, that when you chop down trees that are oisim peiris, it may be an Einish Misa. He may die because of that. In addition, Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the whole din of Baltashkis in the din. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Loi die, but there's a Misa of Baltashkis. You're not allowed to rip the God, not necessarily. There's also a Takana too. So, for some strange reason, that's what the Taz was. A big fat Taz, a long Taz, and again, it's like Shem Gerdea. He has a particular reason. And there, the darkest sugar gets out that pages and pages and pages and pages. What do you do when you have these bushes that are making everybody's shoes and everybody's carpet all stained up? So what do you do? How do you avoid the use of Baltashkis? He has the whole, that's with the whole discussion. So that's what... Yeah. So yes, you're looking up to Dr. Abbas, you know, to eat through the long Dr. Sugar. He has an ace that he says, Pakaitis Tagoi. It's like you sell to the guy in... You have a business, you sell to the guy, so you sell it to the guy and then have a guy chop it down, whatever.
Just chop it down, the guy has it in his property and he loves you to chop it down.
No, whenever you have these coolers, so Dr. Shaw always says, if you, the reason why the top, what is the top for that it's in fact part of it? The Gemara says that it's an Easter. So the top explains why he quotes it over there, because the Gemara says in Bava Kama, even when there's no Easter, there's still a stuff on it. So the cases that are, we wouldn't recommend that you chop the damage in Takana include more cases than are offered. There's a limited number of cases where it's forbidden to chop down a tree mishum Easter Baltashkis, and there's a broader area of cases, even when there's always a Baltashkis, when there's a Takana. That's where the task force the issue of Takana. So then in order to avoid the Takana Khalilah, there's all the Goyabek case. So get a choice to chop down the tree. But then still, you have to see to it that there's no Easter, otherwise I'm merely Akumar and Easter of Al-Fashim. So that's what the Zaki Chuba figures out. When do you take away the Easter? And then how do you get rid of the Sakona? Let the Goy chop. No, there's Libra for a Goy and an Easter that the Goy is forbidden to do. If Al-Fashim, the Goy doesn't have. There's no Easter of Al-Fashim. There's no Easter. In this kind of case, if the Libra finds something, I give Mabel Akar. That's ignored it, that's listening. Sometimes it's mutter. That's the mahalak of the Zaki Chuba, but sometimes it's not mutter. It's not always mutter. The heter, that's the snip in the heter. Tell him to the guy, you tell him to shut up. It's not always mutter. So that's what Titus brings in all the psychiatrists. Titus says, what do you mean chopping down trees of Shemitah? And all the other 6 years, there's no Easter Baltashkis. Why is the only problem of Shemitah? Because the Yachla Balola has it. So Titus says, okay, we'll give the Chaneitah on that. So it is, but there's no problem of Baltashkis. So that's what the Gemara only discusses these three issues. How much does the fruit have to be developed that I should say that it's become free and it's no longer eight when it gets to Orla? Because Orla only, the Easter Orla only sets in once. Period. By Allah, my Lord says, period. Before it has a status, before it has a Shem priest, takes the Yom, takes down, doesn't have an Yisra Bavorba. And when is it free when it gets to Shulis and Nisus Tevel? And when is it free when it gets to the Din of Shita? So that's the... And when it gets to the Bracha, yeah, but it gets, you only say, Bari, Priha, A, and it has the same priest. When it's too early, then it's like eating the bark. So then I just said it'll be very big like
Domo.
When you eat, so when you eat Kaira, when you eat Kaira, if you eat a branch, so the Gemara says, but that, you can eat the branch, you can eat the Kaira, so you're going to destroy the tree. So the tree was never really planted as I could see Kaira. So that's the Gemara we passed in, and my point is when they say Baruch HaZama to Shaka, so we passed in when they say Shaka. But over here, this is the tree. Let's say you flush off the grapes when they're too small. The Magen Avraham says, there's always a Shailan grape when you say Baruch Priha or not. Maybe the grapes didn't develop big enough yet. So the Gemara says the grapes only are given a Shem Pri when they have grown to become a full Alavon. So the Gemara says, Pulalavan and Bebala. How can a grape turn into Bebala? So the Gemara says, no, the size of Pulalavan. So the Magen Avraham says, how do we know what the size of a Pulalavan is? We don't live in Manatanai. So the Magen Avraham says, unless the grapes are mamish, fully ripe and gigantic grapes, everything's right to our topic, and he talks about using the Shachyono and grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to use grapes for the Shachyono on Rosh Hashanah? So some say that Afi Kabbalah you shouldn't use grapes on Rosh Hashanah because of the Marishan, the Chetei Chazaz with grapes, and we're going to start again. We're going to be looking for trouble. We see all the Marishan fell in with the grapes on Rosh Hashanah, we're looking for trouble. And the Magen Avraham says that the Magen Avraham alludes to that. Yes, that's the anniversary of the trouble. And the Magen Avraham alludes to that, and he says, no, different reason why. He says, what's wrong with the grapes? They're not fully ripe and yet Rosh Hashanah, that's part of the year. He says that the beginning of the season, and that's the end of the season. He says it's just the beginning of the season, so they may not be big enough. And you only say very pretty late, it's going to be a topic, whether it's late or hard. So he says, don't get involved in eating grapes unless you're not for sure that it's so ripe and so big that it's already reached the full alav. So this issue is going to get to all of these things. How big does the tree have to be that it should have a switch from 8 the alma to 3? When you get to all these things, you get to Lach of Lola, have to Shlita, and you get to Orlov, and you get to Shumas and Maitis, and then you get to Perfi Hoei, versus Perfi Adon, Mashahako, and he says to Adon. If you have no, Rashi also Azuki Matik, you don't say Brach at all, but Rambam says Shahakon. Rambam says Shahakon. No, that's Azuki Matik. You have to eat grapes that are not fully ripe.
But nobody would eat it. It's only Chabba cut to eat it. Then you don't say follow for your egg. Then you don't say, but when
you say Shahakon, then you don't say Shahakon.
I think it's too early or too late.
If it's abnormal, yes. So whenever you eat your leg, you're there, let's eat you off the table. So that's what happens. So if you eat a fruit that's mom is so unripe.
Oh, no, I'm talking even right. It's not.
That's from
the rest of the time, you didn't take it off, and it's not at full.
Oh. Yeah. It's totally going to be sharp.
So you have to find the optimum time, then the
disorder. No, it's okay. Yeah, you have to
figure it
out. Yeah, sure. The rubber comes up with a new iPhone. We're not going to finish it. The rubber comes up with a new iPhone. Everyone's going to think about that. The rubber says the din of shomer the pri is only applicable if it's a shomer at the time that it has the shame pri.
Yes.
But it doesn't get the shame pri until it reaches a certain stage of development, and by that time the seal already fell off. So before it wasn't a pri, and after it's not a shomer. Not a lot of shomer. A shomer to something that's going to be later a pri. No, if it's a shomer to a pri while the pri has an Isser Orla on it. So the Isser Hano on the pri is not only Chal on the pri, it's even Chal on the shomer. And that's what Rabbi Tain is over here. That the Kapitin are the shomer on the Aviyan at the too early a stage. When it's been like a shomer, 8 p.m. it doesn't have a shomer pri. By the time it gets developed sufficiently, it still has a shomer pri. So the shomer fell over already. It's no longer doing a job of shomer. There was never a time that it had a din of shomer. It's an ein fall. Huh? The
Gemara is going to, discuss that. The Gemara is going to discuss that. What about all the other cases? The Rav is going to back out to a little bit from this too. I'm going to back out. Rav, hech, I'm in a nasa shayma lepri. When you have the din hech, the yitzhi, the shakki, my favorite. When it develops the shame pri, then it's a shaymer. When the yitzhi, I'm not a kal, I'm a pri, then it's kal, I'm a shayma. But by kafrisin, by the kafrisin, that is surrounding the Aviyonis, late to the Shazma prayer, parents. So when it develops the Shem priest, it's already no longer a Shem. Then he won't get answered, it's not a Shem. Okay, we better save all of this for next week. We left out a few lines. We left out a little bit here, and then we didn't finish. Okay, we'll have to finish this. In Parshas Emor, the beginning of Parshas Emor gives you all the dinim that are geared to the Kohanim. Not permitted to sing the Tamil Leisim, whom he's permitted to marry, whom he's not permitted to marry, Shazayim Bachavol Reikachu. All of the special dinim of Kohanim. Then it even has dinim that are not really unique to Kohanim. Leikachu Kohanim Baroshim, if you have to Kohanim Baroshim, they're not allowed to shave with a razor, not allowed to cut off the tail. That's a dinim on everybody that's not the Yukhul Kohanim, but the Gemara says in Yivomis that nonetheless, and Shulchanot, if a Kohen shaves off his beard with a razor, he's only got an added laugh. If a Yisrael shaves off, even though it has nothing to do with Kohen, but it's written in this parsha, so it's a separate laugh by Kohen. Yeah, it's an additional laugh there. There are even shittas in Rishonim, the Dr. Chulatak and Hilchot Teyes, once to say, based on a Sefer Achinuch, that the dinim are slightly different, that the Taka Halakha Lamaisa is slightly more common by a kind of shaving with a razor, is slightly more common by a kind of by Yisra. But even if you should assume not like that, the Chiddush within the Sefer Achinuch, and you assume the dinim are identical, but still a kind is over more. So the Haftar picks up the theme, and he talks about the special dinim of the Kohen, right? So he chazes over all the dinim. So Yishim Leik Alecha, Pharaoh Leik Shalech, with special haircuts, not permitted to drink wine when they do the Hakkavos HaKavonis, not permitted to marry certain women, and then the Haftar continues to say, what is the job of the Kohen? What are the Kohen's functions? So the Pasuk says in Chumash, Yorvish Patecha Liyakim Seraf Kalisot, that Shevet Levi is supposed to have the job of teaching Torah to the Nei Yisrael. So Mr. Nordlitz was kind enough to give me a tape of a drasha from Hatzal Reichik from many, many, many years ago, a very beautiful drasha that the Rav gave at one of the celebrations of the Chag HaSmicha. Every 3 years in the yeshiva used to celebrate the Chag HaSmicha, and Hatzal Reichik used to give a major address. So on that occasion he spoke about these two, and the Sama Yorv and Kodesh will call the Rama right at the end of Hilchot Shmita the Yoyzel, that no Shevet Levi goes up, not only Shevet Levi has a special status, anyone who sits and learns has, in a certain sense, joined Shevet Levi. The function of Shevet Levi is, Yorim is Patech on the Yankim, the Sarot Kalish Rav is supposed to be the Moire HaRot. So the Pasuk says what their job is, the job of Rabbonim, Talmid HaChachamim, Kohanim are supposed to be Talmid HaChachamim, supposed to be Rabbonim. Then Tami Yorim, then Kodesh Lachol, then Talmid HaTor Yodim, and so on and so forth. It's supposed to be the obligation of the Rabbanim to lead the people. There's a famous Mishnah, or Bryce, the question what it is, on the left, Dat and Seita. And the Mishnah describes what's going to be the issue to the Mashiach. It was cooked right before Mashiach, is soon before Mashiach comes. It's hard to say soon before the state in the Baal Shem says that he declared his Kufa was already equal to the Mashiach. Mashiach didn't come yet. It's already a long time, since the days of the 200 years, since the days of the Baal Shem. So the Mishnah, or the Bryce, or whatever it is on the left, that describes this. This is the Mishnah that says, Pnei HaDor is going to be Kepnei HaKelev. What exactly does that mean to the quote of the labor of Yisrael Talanta, that a lot of times people have a door that runs in front of them, but people think as if the master is looking behind the door. The door is leading the way, and the master stops and says, it's not true. The door always looks behind, and he can sense intuitively which direction the Balagot wants to go. And then he runs in that direction. So it's not that the master is following the dog, that doesn't make any sense. Avada, the dog is following the master, even though the dog is walking in front of the master. So that's what they quote from Yisrael Salanti. He said that Pnei Hador is the Pnei HaKelev in the sense of Pnei Hador, the Pnei, the leaders of the generation. And this Mishnah will be like the dog.
that the Balabatim will be looking up to the Rabbanim for guidance, and instead of the Rabbanim guiding the people, they'll turn behind them to look at the Balabatim, what direction do they want to go, and then they'll say, okay, we're going to lead you in his direction, because that's, they know, they sense, the dog is walking in the front, that's the Rabbanim and the Sufer, that's what I'm talking before Talent, the Manhidim of the door, it'll be Rabbanim, it'll be secular Jews, whatever it is, will be in such a position that to look behind to see what direction the Hamaylah wants to go. It's a big problem. Sometimes if a Rav wants to be managing, he wants to put it, wants to tell about that, that something is not proper, they can fire him. Or if they won't fire him, there's going to be tension. The Balabatim won't be happy about what the rabbi said. But that's what the whole Kali Sol always takes a stand on things. So we always took a stand on things that were uncomfortable. That's what the Rav gave in so many of his rushes. Avram Ha'ivri, the Kolam Kula Me'ever Echad, Avram Me'ever Hashin, Avram Adina was always a lonely man. If you're fighting for truth and emes and what the Rebbe Shalom wants, you're always going to be alone. The whole world is into Gezel and Arayis and Shechaz Domin and all kinds of Tayevis and everything under the sun, and then you're supposed to stand for things other than that. You're supposed to fight our cause. We're not supposed to give in, and the Manhikim are not supposed to go according to what the Balabatim wants, or the Rabbanim are not supposed to be worried about what the Balabatim is going to say. They want to put them in the Rabbanim are supposed to take a firm stand. Like the Kohanim, it's on the earth, because it's going to come in and tell you a deal. That's the obligation of the Rabbanim. I think it's very, very unfortunate that when a Shaila comes up, once in a lifetime Shaila comes up, that every Rav feels that he has the right to say Shaila. Every Rav feels that he has the right to give an opinion. If you have a Shaila, Basa B'chol. So that's all printed in here today. And even on the dinim that are printed, most Rabbanim don't know how to figure out what the dinim is. If you have a complicated shadow, most Rabbanim don't ever have to consult the formula. So sell the force, you have a shadow that comes up. How many times did it ever come up a shadow in our lifetime? I'm not that old. How many times did it ever come up a shadow about whether we should participate in an Israeli parade if you have difficult circumstances? Never came up before, and I don't think it's ever going to come up again. Once in a lifetime shadow, once maybe in the history of Klal Yisrael. So this is a more difficult shaila. How can you assume that every Bakir Rav, the Chayyam, every local Orthodox rabbi knows how to take a stand on that? It's not such an easy shaila. It's a serious shaila. It's not just a question of policy. This kind of politics is a question of halacha. These halachas, hamurik liyoy, to figure out how to talk to such a shaila, you have to have a person who knows so much, like we were discussing, who knows 95% of the picture of the jigsaw puzzle, to be able to figure out the 5%, which you're never going to find in print in Shulchan Aruch. You never find it at all. You're going to have to read in between the lines. These are serious, serious shaykhs. Once in a lifetime shaykhs. And it's very unfortunate that so many rabbonim are like Rabbi Klaus Alant, it's namish t'nei ador, t'nei akelet. Instead of leading the people and being like Avraham Avinu, but that's what they just spoke about, the lonely man. I said, well, the lonely man, he knows that the whole world is against him. Avraham Avinu may be ashamed. The Jewish people, the Am Yisrael has to stand for what they stand for. About the kind of people who go to this year in the summer to support the Dinas Israel. But like our salvation here to say, what is his position? About him to support the Dinas Israel as a chelik of Torah. The Dinas Israel should be taken in the perspective of Torah Terakula. But as an entity, this Neyatma doesn't have any chashivas. There will be a sphere between the Dinas Israel and El Kay Israel. The words still ring in my ears. He has this in the printed rushes, and he wrote it some years. If there'll be a spirit between a Lekeis and the Dinas Yisrael, you don't have to ask me what we're going to choose. Of course we're going to choose a Lekeis Yisrael. What kind of a suffix is there? Of course, the Dinas Yisrael is very bad. Tola Tarakuma. There's a humorous Tertishma that everybody wonders what he's talking about. There's a Gemara in Tol Kamer. The Gemara says that if you take a haircut like a Shegit, but the Yisrael of Chukchat Hagoy, and the Safa Kaimi, the Zayvan Chukchat Hagoy. Because there's a shayla and a shayla whether the Gemara means to say literally there's an Yisro Kukas HaGoyim in our Torah or something that Yisro Kukas HaGoyim in the Rabbah. So the Rambam happens to hold in the end of Hilchot Avodah Zarah that this is an Yisro Kukas HaGoyim in our Torah, not just an Yisro with the Rabbah. So the definition is bothered with the Kashi. It's really an Yisro Deraisa. Back of the Gemara says, Shalpeh Rebbe, he feels that the Kremi, that those who were in Rebbe's family or Gura Nasi's family, speak to the Kremi of the Malchus, so the Rabbah allowed them to violate this Yisro Deraisa, Kukas HaGoyim. In the following week, the Sukkot are going with the Rabbanim. So, hey, Mom, hey, Mom, Ruth. So, the Shah Sakkot, they will make us to take a Zorishi haircut, because it's going into the Rabbanim anyway. But if you do it with an Issa Derait, that's the amount of Issa Derait. So, the Kesmishna has two Tegutim. So, one parent says, well, whatever has to do with the Medina is considered the Kot Nefesh.
That's what the Nechshalah says, and I saw everything's self-nefesh. They can call Shabbos, they can do the Gavla Chazerim, they can do whatever they want. But that's not the accepted terrorist of the Gesserit. That's the Galaxa, that's the joke. Everything was beginning to self-nefesh. Every parade is self-nefesh. Everything. A little of Galaxa, not the self-nefesh. The Medina can only game without the parade.
Not a self-nefesh.
If you're dealing with a Shiloh once in a lifetime, it's not so like the Tashkent. Rav Soloveitchik has in one of his brushes, in the Sefirot Rashi, has one of the brushes where he describes that Avraham Avinu is going to Har Maria to do the Akedah. So he takes with him Shnei Yaravitoim. Who are these people? They're not Heilige Menschen. So he says, just like Avraham Avinu goes along with these people, the Shnei Yaravitoim, so we sometimes go along with the conservative people. But then it comes a certain point, so he tells Shvulachem Boy Machavar, you stay over here, we cannot continue to go with you. And he bar nan yachad kosher, that's why Rishik writes in the state of Midrashah, that the Mitame, he said, Hara Maria, we cannot continue to go all the time with the conservative report. There's sometimes yes, sometimes no, you can't make a fish though. Or Abdul Rishik never took a sin, and therefore on that, Abdul Rishik took a lot of strong sins. And people are telling him something. Rav Eshet would be alive, what would he say? I'll tell you what he would say. He would put a cherem on the whole parade. I think that's what he would do.
Yes, me.
He would put a cherem on the whole parade. And he would fear right. He would fear dirt with his cherem. When he threatened to put a cherem on his in line, his in line falls down within a half a year. And he put a cherem on the shul in Boston. I remember when I started learning by the Rav. The president of the shul died that night. The president got up and he said, we're not going to listen to the old rabbi. The president got a heart attack and he died that night. And the Rav made a chair, it was a chair. I think this is really scandalous. The Rabbanim and our generation should realize that it's their responsibility to lead the people, not to be the followers. And when they're leading on a shiloh once in a lifetime, once in a century, once in the history of the world, they should have a little more yishuv hadas on this than they have on some type of level shiloh.